Blog Talk Radio.
Behind the scenes about the business, about what you do in business. Tonight, we got special guest Batman, V8's hottest promoter. Man, he be in the streets going hard body, on the internet going hard body. He's retarded with it, man. Your man Batman is live in the building, Dark Knight ENT, man. And we got Hot 97, Shade 45, heavy hitter DJ, DJ Chubby Chub, my dude's going to be live in the building with us, rocking out on Lush Radio Online, talking about us with the business and everything like that, man. Shout out to our sponsors, man, E2K Magazine Online, Diverse Media Group LLC, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coast to Coast DJs, the whole squad. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. And don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com, man. Y'all going to check it out. Eminem is gracing the cover of the March 2011 XXL magazine, you know what I'm saying, with, you know what I'm saying, Yellow Wolf, you know what I'm saying, Joe Buttons, Joel Ortiz. He got a whole crew right there. Eminem is doing his thing. 2011 is about to be retarded. Don't forget that the 2011 draft pick mixtape hosted by DJ J. Ronan with your girl Lushy Lush is dropping the end of this month, man. We live in the building, man. Let's go to the phone lines and see what's popping, man. Yo, we talking about business tonight. Yo, 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 what it do, baby, man? What's up, Batman?
What's up?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gasoline, famo.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to, you know, do my 1-2 out here.
That's what's up.
I'm tuned in.
Let me go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, baby. Give you some Lush Radio love.
Appreciate you. Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, talk to us, Batman. You know, before we get into it, do you have any shout-outs, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I got to say, you know what I'm saying, is definitely shout out to Virginia, you know what I'm saying, the state that raised me, you feel what I'm saying, shout out to the whole 804, definitely the 757 where I reside, you feel what I'm saying. Yeah, I definitely want to, you know, take a second to shout out all of the interns, yo, all of the street team interns that nobody ever shout out. forever. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from that. That's why. That's how I got in the game. That's how I did it right. You know what I'm saying? All the street team cats, the promoter cats. You know what I'm saying? The ones that get overlooked, but most of the time are the ones that are observing the whole scene and know a whole lot more than some of the people that are getting them checks. So shout out to them too.
That's what's up. That's real talk. That's a real dude right there. Shout out to all them interns out there doing their 1-2. And real talk, man, shout out to the interns because y'all need to come over here and start playing games. Real.
Word.
Are you tired?
Word. You better snatch them up. It's a lot of them with some good marketing ideas. Like I said, that's where I'm from. That's all I know. So, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. So Batman, talk to us, man. What got you started in this industry, in this game? When did you first say, yo, this is my movement, this is what I need to do? Tell us, man. Talk to us about the business, man.
All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? I really, you know, I haven't been asked that question a whole lot. So, you know, for all of your listeners, I'm going to cue y'all and I'm going to let y'all know how I got in the game. I knew, you know, since I was a senior in high school, I knew that I was going to be doing something in music. That moment, I guess that epiphany or whatever, you know, that I had that made me decide I'm going to do this, I'm going to do something in music, was actually when Jay-Z came out with the video, not even the song, because I like the song, but when he came out with the video, H to the Izzo, and the defining moment about that video is, you know, Jay-Z's up there, you know what I'm saying, Rockefeller Chain, Iced Out, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, but Dame Dash was right behind him. Same Iced Out piece, I think he had a yellow, his joint was yellow gold, I think Jay had the, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, the white gold or whatever, and it was as Iced Out, you know what I'm saying, as much shine as Jay, but he ain't spit one bar, one verse, one line, no ad-libs, nothing. He right next to him, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I'm probably not talented enough to be the next Jay-Z, but if all I have to do is think with my mind and I can still be in next to him in that video, or I can still have some kind of influence or position, then that's what I want to do. I want to be the guy next to the guy, at least, if nothing less. You know what I'm saying? I want to be the next Dame Dash or something to that extent. So that was it. Then after that, it was just that long journey, you know what I'm saying, of starting to do my research online, figuring out who is Dame Dash, where did he come from, who is Russell Simmons, who is he, you know what I'm saying, who is that guy, who's Kevin Lyles, who's Leo Cohen. I started trying to figure out all of the power players, you know what I'm saying, and really doing my research and figuring out what exactly it was that I wanted to do and what lane I wanted to be in. So, you know.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know one thing, the one thing we talk about in business on Let's Talk About Business on Lush Radio Online is the main thing is doing your research. That's the number one key point that we definitely touch on this night is doing your research on anything you do, whatever profession it is, whether you're a baker, whether you're a boxer, anything. Learn and train and understand your opponent. Understand the people that you're dealing with in this industry. You got to kind of dissect it. You know what I mean? Almost like, you know, in biology, you know, when you dissect in some kind of animal, everything is inch by inch. You got to dissect it inch by inch. Sometimes you got to re-dissect it again to analyze it and understand it. You know, that's the only way you can be able to master what you're doing. And being a promoter, real talk, because I do it too, being a promoter is not an easy thing. A lot of people say, yo, Batman doing a promoting thing, man. I know you done got a lot of people that you know, the copycats, that want to be you, you know, and they're like, yo, and then they die off.
Right.
How do you separate yourself from all the other cats they claim and say that they're promoters? What separates you?
Well, I know, first off, I knew that, you know, for me to have some kind of lasting impact, I knew it was a couple things I needed to do. First off, I needed to have a brand or a name that would stand out. So when you heard it, you know, whether it made you laugh or take me serious or whatever else, I needed to find a way to, you know, to polarize, you know, my potential demographic. So I figured instead of going with my government name, which, you know, in a couple of years I probably will go back to my government name, but, you know, for me to start out, for me to make an initial impact, I'm going to go by, you know, Batman, you know what I'm saying, being my favorite superhero, you know what I'm saying, and that's what I chose. So I went by Batman, and then later on I changed it to Batman BA Promoter because I always want to represent where I'm from, which is Virginia, in or out of town. And then I want to always, you know, and now really I'm a marketing consultant as well as a promoter, you know. But so I always want to represent the promoter part too because I came from being an intern and a street promoter. So I want to represent everything in my name. So I'm Batman BA Promoter. So when you see that, it's purposely done. So when you see Dark Knight ENT, that's the tie-in to Batman. So it's some people that know or have heard of Dark Knight ENT who don't necessarily know that it's Batman. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what part of the country you're from. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
I'm,
if you might have seen something. Go ahead.
Well, my thing is like this. I'm a big old kid. I'm a comic book fan. And if you know Batman, you know his other name, nickname was the Dark Knight. So you know what I'm saying, you should know the it coincides together. So you know what I mean, and I've heard about you actually maybe like a couple of years ago and stuff. So it's great that I'm having this interview with you and stuff like that. And we got some callers live on the line and stuff. And we're gonna bring them. And we got a caller from the 313-857. But before I bring them in, real quick. The question I have from somebody in the chat room is, what was your biggest client and what was the most challenging one?
My biggest client. Okay. I've worked with a lot of people that I wanted to work with. There's still a few I do want to work with. But honestly, I believe right now it's only right. The biggest client that I have right now, believe it or not, is Travis Porter. You know what I'm saying? And when I say Travis Porter is my client, I don't mean since Make It Rain came out. I mean I reached out to Travis Porter's management 2 years ago. So I'm talking about for all of those who are listening who know Travis Porter's history, I'm talking about Black Boy, White Boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Baddest Chick in the World records. You know what I'm saying? From the first mixtape. You know what I'm saying? So I reached out to Travis.
He signed his deal, too.
As a group, they recently signed a label deal with Jive. So congrats to those guys. Because like I said, I reached out to them 2 years ago, and I told their management, "Yo, give me and my team, Dark Knight, what we need, which is you know the CDs and the flyers and the video links and all that type of stuff, and give us the time and space in Virginia to do what we need to do. And I promise you, y'all are not gonna be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? So now they're on Hot 91, which is Norfolk State Radio, which is a big college station. And they're on 103 Jams, which is you know our big BDS urban radio station, and they're booked for what the fourth time or the fifth time in Virginia, and they're getting played in 804 on Power 105, and I believe the other station too that's up in Richmond. So yeah, I mean I'm so happy for those guys. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm looking forward to seeing what they're gonna do next. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm still on board. I ain't left. I'm still backing them. You know what I'm saying? The new mixtape coming out February 2nd. So be checking for that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Definitely. And what was the hardest, the most difficult client?
That I've ever had. I probably, and not to say it was a negative thing, but probably the most difficult client I've ever had was when we were doing promotion for G-Unit. Which is crazy because, like I said, when I say that, I'm not saying it in a negative way at all. And I'm going to tell you something random that everybody's going to say wow in a minute. But when I say that, it's because, you know, G-Unit as a label, you know, they're very well self-contained. You know what I'm saying? They have their own staff outside of Interscope. And I know, I don't even think they're with Interscope anymore. But, you know, the last couple of years, you know, they 50 and, you know, everybody that's signed on the label haven't been getting the push that they, you know, they're supposed to be getting. And it's not because of their staff. Their staff works extremely hard. I feel like, personally, I feel like it was coming from the Interscope side. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But just that last, the Before I Self-Destruct album, like, I love that album personally, and it was a lot of tracks on there that connected with me personally as a promoter and other, you know, situations or whatever. And I felt like it should have got a better push than what it did. And push, I mean, from... you know, the marketing side in the office, not from the G-Unit staff or not from the street side. I think that part was getting taken care of, but I think things could have went better on that level. And like I said, the little random part that I have for that, which 50 doesn't even know himself, is I'm actually related vicariously, you know, to 50. My mother actually married into his family. You know what I'm saying? So when I say that, I mean like, His auntie and his uncle, you know what I'm saying, were in the wedding. You know what I'm saying? So I've already got the invite. When you come up, the next time you come to New York, we're gonna take you to see 50 and all of that stuff. And I've even told the person that I was working with, from G Unit. Like, yeah, 50, like, I'm related to 50 through, you know, through marriage or whatever. So it's going to be funny to see how that actually turns out when I actually do meet him, knowing that I'm doing all of the, you know, making all this noise down here, and we're related through marriage, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But, you know, we're obviously successful in whatever lane. So I'm very interested to see how that's going to turn out. But, you know, that was a challenge. But, you know, I feel like we did as much as we could with that situation as time permitted. So
that's what's up. We got calls on the line. We got a caller from the 313. My boy from the 313, tell us your name and where you calling from, baby boy. You got a question from Batman, the promoter.
Yeah, this Mr. Black. What up, Batman?
What's up, man?
Hey, Miss Les, I had talked to you last year. It was on a different subject. We were talking about, I believe, kids, raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm calling back to my man from Batman. I'm Mr. Black, a promoter, and you say you promote with Travis Porter?
Yeah.
Okay, have you heard of an artist called Young Guap out of Chicago?
You say Young Guap?
Yeah, Young Guapa.
Young Guapa. That sounds familiar. If I have heard of, I think I heard of it once or twice in talking to AA, April Adams from Chicago.
Okay.
If it wasn't from her, it might have been from Shimmy. Shimmy, that I know is really good up there. Maybe Kevin Shine. One of those three people probably mentioned that person to me. Yeah.
Okay. Reason why I'm asking that because I'm a music promoter / artist / writer, producer, everything. And
okay.
I'm out here in Detroit. I work with a label, Stan High Records, and I got my own label, North of 8 Million Entertainment. And, man, I'm really trying to connect with people. That's why I'm calling Ms. Lush, because, you know, y'all the New York East Coast, you know, connection. And, you know, VA.
You know, we the connection with all over the world, baby. You know what I'm saying? Not just East Coast, West Coast, baby. We connected with everybody.
Yeah.
West Coast, too?
Well, yeah. We got West Coast connections, baby. You got to check your resume, boo.
She told me this, you know. But, that's what's up. Reason why I want to inquire on something, because I'm trying to connect, man. We doing big things out here in Detroit, man. We got my CEO and artist, Go SEO, you know, he doing it real big, man. He got a track out here called Super Money with the Paperboy and Benny Mussi out of Florida.
Okay.
And he also got this upcoming scene called Going Ham on the Track with Young Guapa, which Young Guapa kind of just didn't did a lot of shows with Travis Porter.
Okay.
Down in Atlanta. And what it is, that single coming out soon, but we dropping a huge mixtape coming out any day now called Michigan Trap Shit Volume 1 with my DJ from Melbourne, Australia named DJ Neck. And, man, we featuring a lot of big artists out of Detroit, Michigan, all over, man. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with Detroit artists that much. I don't know who you know, but kind of like, you know, when it's said and done, I give you my information. You know what I'm saying? Check out my website, you know, Facebook, whatever, however you do it. And I'm saying, man, you going to be real, real, real pleased to see that. You know, it's a major connection over here in Michigan. You know what I mean?
Cool, yeah. I'll definitely make sure, and I'm sure Les will let me do that, you know, towards the end of my conversation. I'll definitely put out my Twitter, my email. I'll even put out my personal cell number. You feel what I'm saying? Just
okay,
so anybody who has any, you know, anybody trying to do any kind of legitimate business can reach out to me. You know what I'm saying? I've never been ashamed to put my cell number, like I said, my personal cell number out there to do business with those who are trying to do business with whatever, because I try to travel as much as possible. So, and you never know where you're going to find good music. And I know I've met a lot of people, and I feel bad at the end of my career if I didn't try to reach out to every sector, you know what I'm saying, and try to put people together, because I love putting people together if there's room for me to do that. So,
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All day.
That's what's up.
Mr. Black, you know I love you, man. You know, it's all about, you know, educating and entertaining, and it's all about working, because teamwork made the dream work, and we reaching all corners of the market to make people network and link up together live on Lush Radio Online, man. Stay tuned. Stay on the line with us, boo. I got another caller right from Boston. I know it's my boy, the one and only Bugsy, live from Boston, Mass. What it do, baby? Shout out to Batman. Talk to my man up there, man.
What's good, Eli? Salute back, man. You know, I sent back, man, listening to him drop them jewels, man. You know, he definitely got a nice little name, man, for the Steves, man. Just want to salute to him. Hats off to you, brother.
Appreciate you, sir.
You already know, but I mean, you know, quick question for you. You know, normally ask everybody, man, you know, as far as like the community, you know, what do you do as far as, you know, to give back or do you know, participate in that?
Yeah, well, what we do is basically because I am a promoter and I know about a lot of the, you know, community events that are going on in my community, whenever somebody reaches out to us, I definitely try to make sure, you know, that Dark Knight ENT as a company or if nothing less than myself, you know what I'm saying, that we participate in stuff like that. I know we did quite a bit of charity work. I actually personally walked in a charity event last year for breast cancer awareness. I know I personally put out flyers for a couple of charity events. I know it was a Haiti event. It was more than one Haiti event that we did free promo work for to get people in the building because all of that money from those events were going to the Haiti Relief Fund and stuff like that. So is anything where, you know, where there's any type of a party involved or a big, you know, somebody needs me to call a celebrity or something like that and try to get them on board with something like that or anything I can do online or anything like that. I mean, as long as it's official, you know, and you come to me correct with it, I mean, I have no qualms about, you know, helping out because that's one thing that I don't want to get lost in. Like, it's good to have the fame and, you know what I'm saying, the little, you know, perks and all of that stuff, but it means nothing, you know, once you're about to pass away and you look back on your life and you didn't try to make this world better. You know what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer in karma and I'm a firm believer in, you know, a higher power and God and you know what I'm saying, and all of that. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that my conscience is clear and clean, you know what I'm saying, for what he's done for me and all of that and those around me. So I definitely want to make sure that I'm taking, you know, time out of my day or time out of my month or whatever to do my part for the community, wherever I may be in the world.
Stay on the line with us real quick. We're going to go to a quick song, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online right now. I got this young cat. He's only 16 years old. His name is Raheem out of freaking, you know what I'm saying, Canada, Toronto, man. And I'm going to play this joint real quick, and then we're going to come back with your boy, a.k.a. the Dark Knight, Batman, live in the building, man. Get your promo game up, man. 2011, man. We don't wear broke. We wear money, man. Let's go. Lush Radio, man.
Hey, yo, what up? It's the one only Mr. Thanksgiving, Barack Obama, DJ Drama.
It's Raheem, baby. Dumb and dumber, my flow is face stupid. Mine's educated, so I rhyme without nuisance. LJ's on, feel like I'm in the airplane gone. They ain't ready for what I'm putting on. Fresh gear, the stuff that you be rocking next year.
What?
I'm at the top, still struggling to get here. Flow sick, but I ain't in no hospital. Bet you didn't know I'm getting green like Piccolo. School fools on the court with my pick and roll. This a different road, so you driving where you shouldn't, bro. Hey, you looking at a star in the making.
What?
I'm the number one like Neo from the Matrix.
Okay.
So fly, could have sworn I seen a spaceship. The name's Raheem, but they put me on the A-list. Got your girl wetter than the rainforest. Verse so raw, I ain't worried by the chorus. I am undefined like that dude Chuck Norris. Team famous, say the name if you for it. Yeah, bet that I can do it better. I'm breathless if y'all ain't talking about cheddar. Capiche? Yeah, it's me, baby.
Wow. Raheem, follow him on Twitter. Raheem 1994, R-A-H.
Yo, this is Kevin Shine. You're not rocking with the best. My girl Lush Online Radio. Kevin A&R Shine of the firm, Foundation for Innovative Resource Management, formerly A&R consultant to the senior VP over at Jive Records, Wayne Williams, and a part of the Grammy-nominated project, Untitled, R. Kelly. That's right. We're going to try to take it down this year. But real big shout-out to you, Lush, and the team. Doing it real big over there always. You are now rocking with the best. Lush Online Radio.
Yeah. You heard it first from your boy, Kevin Shine. That's my dude, the firm. He holds it down. That's my boy. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. And we got your boy, Batman, live in the building, a.k.a. the CEO of Dark Knight ENT. Telling y'all what real promo is tonight on Lush Radio Online. We going ham. It's about to be getting ugly up in here, dropping them jewels about how you get your promo on. And we're going to have your man DJ Chubby Chubb, heavy hitter DJ. Hot 97 Boston DJ, a.k.a. the man with the plan, going to be live in the building with us also. But we back in the building with the one and only Batman. So I'm just Batty. I'm telling me, Batman.
I mean, I'm waiting for these questions from you and from the callers. Like, I need y'all. I mean, I want y'all to ask me some real. I mean, y'all, I'm on the phone with you. I'm so glad and I'm honored that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm having this interview with you. I want y'all to ask me them questions that I get paid for. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a free interview. You know what I'm saying? So this is free promo advice. So I want y'all to really think. You know what I'm saying, about questions that y'all would pay a consultant, because that's what I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm not only a promoter, I'm a consultant. I want y'all to ask me questions that y'all would ask them. Like, for however long I'm on this interview with Lush, you know what I'm saying? Y'all better ask some type of questions, because I'm giving away free advice right now. Y'all better, you know, take advantage. Call in. Y'all better call in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yay, yay. Question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the hardest adversity that you had to face being in the industry?
The hardest adversity. The hardest adversity. Probably it would probably be when I actually made it was a point where, like I said, I interned for Def Jam and Atlantic Records Street Team in the Virginia market. There was a point where I think it was my second or no, it was close to my fourth year, where, you know, we have a big festival here called Afrin Fest that we have every year close to the summertime or whatever, where, you know, you have local acts and big acts that come and perform. Everybody comes out. It's a big deal. I was an intern on the street team, so I'm expected to be there. At the same time, it's actually the same weekend as, Memorial Day weekend in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my clientele was getting up there. My name was getting out there on a national and a regional scale or whatever. So I had actually had a client who wanted to book me, all expenses paid, everything, Miami, for 4 days, that whole weekend from Friday to Monday, a different hotel on the Miami Strip, food, everything paid for, transportation, everything. And I had to make the decision between staying in Virginia for Afrin Fest and being a good intern or leaving. But because it was my fourth year and I felt like I had learned as much as I could and I had definitely paid my dues, my boss at that time, Trey Styles, I mean, he just came to me correct, like, yo, you have to make a decision. Like, you know, I wouldn't be mad if you decided to leave, but, you know, I need you on this team, but I understand that other people need your services as well. You have to make the choice. It's all on you. So I had to make actually the choice. You know, and let me say this, he said it with the intent of, if I left, then I would no longer be a part of the Def Jam Street Team. And I had been so close to that brand that I was kind of scared to leave it. But, you know, knowing that, I did decide to go to Miami because, you know, I mean, all expenses paid, you know, nothing's going to beat that. But it was definitely time for me to start my own brand and start my own legacy and my career as Batman VA promoter and to start Dark Knight ENT. So that was actually the beginning of that.
Okay,
so that transition.
Question. Being an entrepreneur, business owner and stuff, being a CEO of your company, it doesn't come easy. You got to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. You got to have a strong team behind you. And you got to know who's the weakest link and who's there for the cause. Because in the beginning of it, you know, everybody starts their own business. Not everybody's paid. You don't just always just start up and you got that seed money, you know, because you're trying to make your own money to eat and stuff. So in order to pull in people, what is it that makes you point out and you know these are the people that are going to be part of your team? How do you know that this is a person you're going to bring as a team member to your movement? How do you know?
For that, for the most part, and it happens in different ways. Sometimes it'll be because I've had a couple people that worked for me that clearly seen me doing, you know, in the midst of me promoting somebody else's party or hosting somebody's party or promoting this magazine or this whatever, this product, and approach me. And then some people I've seen doing their own thing, you know, just by themselves. And I was like, okay, well, if they're going that hard by themselves, you know, with a little guidance, I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, that I can get them, you know, they can become an asset to my situation as a whole, and they can better themselves as an individual when they decide to step out and do it again, because I don't like to hold anybody back from their dreams, knowing what I went through. And some people, you just have an instinct that they don't even have necessarily any experience at all, but, it's, you know, the fates or whatever bring y'all together, and, you know, you have to sacrifice time and energy, and they have to sacrifice time and energy. And if it's meant to be, then, you know, you feel comfortable with the sacrifices that you made, teaching them all you know. And, you know, for the most part, I don't have any regrets about anybody that works with me or who has ever worked for me. For the most part, I don't really have too many horror stories or nothing like that. As a matter of fact, I mean, a lot of the people that have worked for me have gone on to do, you know, great things. Most notably, Jeff Nice. I don't know if you heard of him. He's from a lot of areas, but he goes to school in South Carolina, Landers University. He's definitely a big independent artist down there, and he definitely was one that interned for me, absorbed a lot of knowledge from me over the summer that he worked for Dark Knight. And he took it, and when he got back to school, he ran with it. He's doing his own parties, got his own manager, his own team, his own brand, and doing video blogs and getting blog posts and website posts and doing shows and performing with Travis Porter. I mean, he's out there. So, I mean, you know, that's one of the success stories right there. But, yeah.
That's what it is. We're going to open up the lines once again to the callers in a few seconds. But, you know, business is about branding yourself. Some people don't understand the idea or the concept of a brand. Don't think, okay, I put out one thing and then, you know, yeah, everybody's supposed to love me. Yeah, I'm the hottest dude in the world. So I expect that everybody's going to come and flock to me. No, you got to go out there, put in the grind, put in that work. You got to go hard. And when they say go hard in the paint, that means I come from the school. I used to do street promotions for actually Rutgers Records back in the day. And
ooh,
stuff. And street,
lucky,
being a street
lucky.
Promoter, being a street promoter, back, that's the time with Talib Kweli, all of them back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going out in the cold, like promoters. I come from guerrilla marketers, guerrilla street promote, where we flash everything. You know what I mean? And when you went out there, you was, you know, that's when they was cutting the big checks for the promo team and stuff.
Yep.
But still, at the same time, you was chasing after the checks. You know what I'm saying? Chasing after the checks. And it was a lot of BS behind it. But, you know, I think what promoters need to get the big respect that they do, because they are the one that do the dirty work. Everybody else locked in afterwards, but they got to get and do the dirty work. They got to talk to cats, convince people to buy into whatever they're selling. It's a lot of work.
They lay the grind. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'll probably never take promoter out of my name, and I always want to, you know, stay true to that. I mean, promoters, street team personnel, interns, whatever, however those people call them or whatever, they lay the groundwork. Those are the people that, in the rain sometimes, I know it sounds crazy handing out flyers and putting out posters in the rain, but sometimes it's necessary. In the snow, when it's cold outside, when it's super hot, super late, you're hungry, you're doing ready. I'm jealous of you because you was with Rutgers. I would have loved to have been over there. But you know what I mean, doing radio itinerary with an artist all day and you so busy, you forget to eat. Like, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But it's all for the bigger picture. And I know you felt me when I said that. You forget that you're doing radio promo with somebody. You in radio stations all day with somebody that you barely know, but you respect them enough to be doing work for them. And then they got a show that night. And depending on, you know what I'm saying, who your boss was or what the connects was looking like, you might do work all day and not get in the show. I know you remember that.
Yeah.
You might, you know what I'm saying, you might do work all day, forget to eat, but when you just know you good to get into the building of the show, and you might not get in the show still.
Sometimes you be standing outside.
Like you a fan.
Son.
Like, oh, wow. Like, is this what it is? But it makes you better. It definitely made me a better networker because it don't happen like that no more.
Definitely. That's real talk. But let's talk behind the business, being a CEO, and talk about Dark Knight Entertainment. Tell us the every itinerary behind it, a synopsis about it. And everything that you do and your consulting position and everything and you know, people things that people ask you about, things like that, man. Talk to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, work. So my vision for Dark Knight was, first and foremost, because I came from, like I said, I can't say it enough, I came from being an intern, doing it the right way, learning, observing. But it was hard. I wanted to have a platform that would not only propel me further in my career and actually demonstrate my leadership abilities, but also be a home or, you know, something self-contained where, you know, for those who I brought under my wing, it would be somewhere for them, you know, to kind of, you know, to get their feet wet in the business, learn, you know, absorb, get opportunities that they may not have been afforded elsewhere. And for them to grow as, you know, artists, because a lot of people that were under me were artists or promoters or fashion designers or graphic designers or what have you, and, you know, get to a certain point where they felt like they could leave on their own, you know, with relationships, you know, contacts that I afforded them and that they got on their own and leave. You see what I'm saying? So Dark Knight ENT was, you know, I made it as versatile as possible. My goal was to do everything and to do everything well. I wanted all of that on my resume as well as I wanted it on everybody else's resume. So we did different stuff. Like we promoted for Ozone Magazine, you know, and, you know, they're part, you know, predominantly a down south magazine. So I don't think they had been that far north before I reached out to Julia's camp. You feel what I'm saying? And Julia, I mean Julia Beverly, salute to her. You know, everybody from Miss River City, the whole Ozone Magazine, shout out to them. We also promoted for Source Magazine, but we've done like different stuff. We promoted for independent film. We promoted for fashion shows. We've done pretty much every local venue in the 757 Virginia market. We've done major artists. We've done independent artists. What else have we done? We put together marketing campaigns, concerts, shows. We've also promoted for independent and major artists out of town, like in Miami, in Atlanta. I've been to New York off of doing this. I've been to Dallas off of doing this. I've been to L.A. and San Diego off of doing this. You feel what I'm saying? So, I always made sure that we put ourselves in the situation to meet artists directly because, you know, dealing with, you know, trying to get that check from the label, sometimes that's the hardest part. So one of the secrets, and I'm going to put it out now, this is exclusive. I need y'all to pay attention, record it however you want to do it. One of the secrets is, let's say that you are a promoter, or even if you're a producer, because this kind of crosses over, promoter or producer. If you're trying to get on with a label, and it has to be under the pretense that you already have paid your dues and you know exactly what you're talking about and what you're doing. Instead of trying to, let's say it's Grand Hustle, don't try to get your tracks or don't try to get the promo account for T.I. as an artist. You know what I'm saying? You better try to work with Big Country or Young L.A. or Young Dro. You know what I'm saying? You better get in where somebody still has room to grow. You know what I'm saying? Somebody at the bottom or somebody in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to always shoot for the top. And there's nothing wrong with you aspiring to shoot for T.I. That's cool, but T.I. is already T.I. Ludacris is already Ludacris. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for them to turn around and be like, take notice of you, put yourself in a situation for them to notice you. And what better way than to have somebody from their camp that you've done right by co-signing you to them? You could be in Virginia or Detroit or Chicago, wherever you at. You feel what I'm saying? But if you're doing right by Dro, and Dro is in the studio with T.I., and T.I.'s like, yo, how'd this song get on the radio, homie? And this little small looking cranny of the world, how's it getting spun over there? Oh, well, my homie such and such, you know what I'm saying, he put me on. Like, he told me he was going to do it. He did it. You know what I'm saying? Or such and such submitted this beat, and it was fire. You don't think T.I.'s going to, you know what I'm saying, at some point, even if he doesn't use your services, you don't think he's going to kick you off to another artist on the label or somebody else until he can use your services? You got to make yourself an asset to the situation.
Definitely.
You cannot be an asset to the situation shooting for the flagship artist all the time. Sometimes you are, and I'm not saying don't do it. Sometimes you do get lucky and you meet that person, or your relationship with such and such is so good that you do get the straight end. But don't depend on that.
But you got to crawl before you walk. Everybody
got
to pay their dues. And even when I do interviews and stuff, I love everybody that I interview. But sometimes you have to interview the artist underneath the main one to get to the next
exactly.
one. But you got to do it right, and you got to leave a lasting impression with that person for them to refer you to the next one. So sometimes
exactly.
you got to interview almost the whole camp before you get to the head honcho. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And shout out to Amir Boyd, and shout out to all of Grand Hustle. Shout out to Bola, Young LA. We had him on the show, A Ball and MJG, and
mm-hmm.
everything. You know what I'm saying? So. I mean, shout out to all of them. They show us mad
See,
love on
that,
Us Radio.
And you just gave me an example without even, you know what I'm saying, without even realizing it. Like I said, going back to Grand Hustle, I'll tell you right now who I know well over there. You said Amir. Like, I've never had a conversation with Amir. I know of him very well. Everybody that I know that, you know, so that I have a relationship that knows him, speaks very highly of him. He's very confident in what he does, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I've never had a conversation. But I know Clay Evans. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the homie.
Yeah.
I definitely know Bola.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was at Bola's last
mm-hmm.
video shoot. I know AK,
mm-hmm.
the Razor Man. That's the homie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know Young
mm-hmm.
LA. I know Young LA's people, Mike. You know what I'm saying? I know people from his crew. You know what I'm saying? And I know
mm-hmm.
Nard and B from Trench Work and all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
that's how you got to do it. You got to know people that are cool with the people that, you know what I'm saying, you were trying to get with. And that's not to say, and let me make that clear, that's not to say that you don't take the people that you're working with seriously. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't trade my relationship for anybody that I already know at Grand Hustle for T.I.'s content.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, if Bola or AK put me on with T.I., like, yo, like, here's a number. I know you've been waiting for it. I'm not going to turn my back on Bola or AK. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I'm going to go just as hard, if not harder, for them because they felt like, oh, you've done so much for me, Bat. Like, you deserve it. Here's what you know what I'm saying? Here's what you've been working for. Da da da. I'm gonna go that much harder for them because of that, not in spite of. You feel what I'm saying? Like you gotta reciprocate the love and respect that you know people show you. It you can't be grimy in this game because there's already too much of that going on. You know what I'm saying? I've tried and strived to be the difference in that for most
definitely.
Of the situations. And you know I can say right now I have a legitimate contact. If not multiple contacts, so basically every hot label that's out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only because of how I treat people and how, you know what I'm saying, they understand my vision. I ain't leave them in the dark. But they understood that I was good with what I said I was going to do, and I always try to be good with my word. And I legitimately came through on everything that I told people. You feel what I'm saying? So,
it's about your work speaks for yourself. And on top of that, having a rapport and a delivery when you address these people. You're not going to just address somebody like you're in the streets. You have to have a certain rapport, and you have to keep that rapport because a lot of people in industry, and you know the same with same thing I'm talking about, Batman. You know a lot of people say, yeah, son, worried up. I know this nigga. I know this cat. You know what I'm saying? So-and-so, you know what I'm saying? I could call them up. But at the end of the day, they do got the contacts, but y'all either bought the emails from somebody, and we know cats that bought emails from people, or
that's
you got
ridiculous.
People that basically they got on the phone with the contact, but they don't really know the contact. They know it through somebody else. They can't
right.
call the person up like I can call them up and say, yo, my G, can you come through and do this for me? You can't
mm-hmm.
call a special ed up. You can't call an NOE up or kick up your any and call them and have a personal number. Your contacts are gold in this industry.
Yeah.
That's your mind right there.
Yeah.
And you never mm-hmm. give your gold to anybody unless they done put in freaking work. And you never allow anybody to tarnish your name trying to put them on.
Exactly.
Correct?
And you know what? The funny thing about that is, even if you do decide, because I'm not going to say that I'm not guilty of that. I've given people contacts. You know what I'm saying? I mean, recently, I've given people contacts just based off of, you know, what they, you know, brief meetings. You know what I'm saying? I just came from it was a seminar that Kevin Shine did in Richmond. Shout out to my homie. That's my big homie right there. And he brought me on stage. I had, you know, he gave me a couple minutes to say what I needed to say, introduced me the whole nine. You know, people wanted to do, you know, business with me afterwards. And, you know, some people just moved me a certain way where I just opened up my phone book like, oh, you need contacts to two hot DJs in North Carolina? Okay, I'm going to give you IG's number and I'm going to give you my homie DJ E-Sud's number. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they
asked for it, just gave it to him.
No,
you know
I'm
what
not,
I'm saying?
I'm not,
but
I'm
you
not,
also
got
to realize that once I give you the info or the information or whatever you're looking for, it still falls under you, so I don't really mind giving it up because it's all about how you carry yourself on the phone. Even if you throw my name like, oh, Batman gave me a number, if you don't know what you're talking about, they're going to hang up or not be interested in what you're saying anyway. It don't really do nothing to me and my me and their relationship because they know how I roll, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, yeah, that's, you know, got to, you know, it's, all, it's definitely about how you present yourself when you're on the phone in public. So don't think if you all follow me on Twitter, I mean, you see me, like, I'll joke all day long. You know what I'm saying? Mixed in with inspirational tweets, mixed in me actually handling some real business. And, you know what I'm saying, I throw the N-word out here and there or whatever else, or I curse here and there. But don't think I'm going in these offices and saying that. You know what I'm saying? When I'm talking to executives and presidents of labels and A&Rs, it's like, nah, I come very correct, very presentable when I'm talking to anybody, especially if it's the first time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't go into any situation, like, unprepared or whatever. Like, you can ask, it's people that I've been in a mall in Atlanta and seen executives, but because I did my research and I know what they look like, called out their name. You know what I'm saying? Like Boo. Called out Boo from Convict Music, Def Jam. Called out his name out of a crowd. Ain't nobody know it was him. I knew who he was. You know what I'm saying? I knew what Don C looked like. You know what I'm saying? Just off the rip. Called his name out. You know what I'm saying? And some of these executives are not out there like that. You know what I'm saying? There's some people out there, but some of these executives that, you know, they guard their privacy and they like being in the position they're at, but like being normal or whatever. But it's really kind of stoking their ego when they know that, you know what I'm saying, you know their name because it's easy to tell that you did your research and you were prepared. And that actually made me look better, you know what I'm saying, because I knew who they were and they're not an artist. They like that. Okay, you came correct.
And that's real talk because Boo's not—he don't go out like that. You know, you mostly see Akon more, but Boo, you know, has a very high position. So for you acknowledging that and knowing what he looked like, and that's another thing. Same thing with even people that are in media and going out, and we go out to these events and stuff like that, and you're in the midst of these celebrities, and you don't even know who they are. That's shame on you. If you don't know who you are. Quick advice, find somebody that you know that knows the industry and ask them to point them out, but don't look obvious because you never want to come to somebody and you don't know what you're talking about. That is destiny. That can kill you. That can kill all contact that you even had potential to talk to that person.
Yeah, and I'm not going to front once in a while. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect. Once in a while, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, one or two people that are in the room. But if it looks like, you know, that they're, you know, somebody I need to, you know, be introduced to, and my peoples are there, you know what I'm saying? They have no qualms about, you know, pointing them out or whatever without it looking obvious, like you said, and let me know who they are. But if I don't know what they look like, most of the time, I say 90% of the time, if I don't know what they look like, as soon as I hear that name, I already know all about them. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't have that facial recognition, because everybody don't have their picture on Google or Twitter or whatever else, if I don't have that facial recognition, I probably know what you do, though, when I hear that name. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you're really doing it like that. And then it's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? My mind is encyclopedia. Anything about this music industry, I try my best, you know what I'm saying, to have already absorbed that knowledge. And if I don't know it, I'll definitely find out as soon as I get to the laptop. Please believe that to this day.
Yeah. Definitely. That's why that World Wide Web is a good thing. That's a good tool right there, man. For real. Definitely. And I'm going to open up the lines. Bugsy, Boston, you got a question for Batman? Another question for Batman before we go into some music again and come back?
Yeah, I definitely do, man. Like, you know, you're definitely dropping them jewels. And I hope the listeners, you know, got their ears glued to the phone. But, you know, I just want to let them know, man, like, you know, how important it is to have that dedication when it comes to that promotion game because, you know, everything, you know, don't jump out, you know, as soon as you do it. So, you know, certain people, they might fail, you know, they do it for about a week or a month and they give up. But, you know, just let them know, man, like, you really got to just grind it out to the end, man. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about that is if – You know, obviously you have to know, especially if you're going to decide that, okay, if you're fortunate enough to realize that I'm probably going to have to intern in some capacity to get on, you got to have a vision, and it got to be a long-term vision. You got to understand that it's probably going to be a couple of months, if not more than a year, of BS or doing what you don't necessarily find comfortable or what you might find degrading or whatever to get on. Like, you got to already know that's part of it, but you have to also have a clear understanding of, this is going to lead to point B, which is going to lead to point C. And because I know some people who you get caught up in interning and doing the street team and just love, you know, love the life. Because it's a lot of perks to just being a street team person. You know what I'm saying? You get in the club, there's girls around because you're around stars and all of that. It's people that get caught up in that part of it and don't start thinking ahead of that. And you'll get caught up in it. But me, you know what I'm saying, I had the vision that I knew I wanted more for myself. I knew, and I was actually proud to pay my dues. Although it did suck some of the time, I was proud to pay my dues because I know at a certain point I'm not going to have to pay them no more. But also, doing that gives you a lot of the initial relationships that you get. To the point that now, you know, and I'm a young person. I need y'all to understand that, too. I mean, I've been doing it for 7 years, but I'm 27. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what that means to y'all. But all the connects that I have now, all the traveling I've done, all the interning I did, my company, all the people that's worked for me and clients that I've had, now I can create, and I know, Lush, you can agree, I have enough relationships that I can create opportunities for myself now. And that's a very special and rare place you can be in, where you can decide that I don't want to work with you because you got money. I want to work with you because I believe in the movement that you're presenting, and you have money for me. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm scrambling at the end of the month, like I really need to pay these couple of bills. Oh, it's nothing. Let me call such and such and such and such, and I'm gonna do this and that. And I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And I can do that whenever I want to. And that's such a special and rare place to be in. And, it, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people in this industry that can do that. Once you get to that those stages, and I think I'm at the beginning of that, actually. I don't think I'm as good as I can be, but even to feel like I'm at that point is a very special part in my career because everything is starting to pay off. I'm getting more calls than I've ever got from all the way from the independents to the majors. To, you know what I'm saying, from the left coast, you know what I mean, from anywhere that you could, you know, in any sector. But it's because, like I said, with Dark Knight, I made sure that we did something in every sector, from fashion shows to clothing companies to promoting for shows to concerts to independent artists to major artists. So I wanted to do all of that. So I get calls from all of those lanes now, not just putting out flyers for my party or promoting for my artists. I get calls from the radio station, DJs, conference calls, fashion companies, you know what I'm saying, independent film crews, major film companies, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get all of those calls now, you know what I'm saying? But you got to pay them dues first, you got to. And then after that, you got to continue to put yourself in uncomfortable situations where you'll meet new people. If you're surrounded by the same people that you've always been surrounded by and you're wondering why nothing's going to change, it's definitely you. You got to keep evolving as whatever it is you're supposed to do, whether it's an artist, a producer, what have you. And I'm not saying leave your friends or your peoples behind. No, bring them with you. But if you're going to evolve and they're going to be around, they got to evolve too.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. That's real talk right there. Mr. Black, you got another question over there?
Fired, Mr. Batman, you know, being a muse, I've been an artist for like about 5 years, and I've been rapping since high school, but I didn't really get serious until, you know, I started producing, and I had served in Iraq over in the Middle East. And,
shout out to you for that, because I was in the military twice. I served in the Marines and the Navy, so shout out to you for that.
So I can see where you get your discipline from. When I got out of there about 05, and I came back to Detroit, and I hooked up with a friend of mine, Sco, which is my CEO and everything. You know, he's somebody who I grew up since childhood playing football. Anyway, long story short, you know, he always kept putting out local albums, you know, and everything. And, you know, I just turned around and became, like, from a childhood friend, a fan to, you know, an artist and promoter with his label. And, he was out, you know, while I was in Iraq, he was down there in Dallas, Atlanta, you know, doing conventions and, you know, meeting DJs such and such, you know. And this whole thing didn't really start to pop until, I say, about 3 years ago when we released our first mixtape out here in Detroit. And it's been, we about to release our, I'll say, this is going to be our sixth mixtape with DJ Next. And, I mean, this guy is genius, man. He didn't, you know, we went around and picked all the hottest artists out of Detroit. You know, I walked around Detroit and picked up. You know how you see them flyers from the club?
Yep.
You know, I never let them flyers be on the ground. When you go outside and see them in the cars, I got like probably about 3,000 flyers in my bedroom, you know what I mean? You know, I never let stuff like that get by me. And from hearing what you had to say, as far as being out 1:30 in the morning in the cold, I mean, I'm out, you know, I'm out in Michigan, so it is a grind to, you know, go through that booth as far as, you know, getting in clubs, you know, promoters. I'd have been there where Don Diva and did a show with another friend of mine, and they just said, oh, y'all can't get in for free, and, you know, we didn't have any money, and, you know, I've been there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the blessing of it all is I kept on moving, you know what I mean? Now we got this big, huge single coming with Young Guapa. You know, he's doing big things in Atlanta, Chicago, and a whole lot of other artists, man. I can't even, you probably know some of the names, but I'm not going to even go there like that.
Mr. Black, I'm not trying to hold you up, but I love your plugins, man. That's real business right there. You get your promo on, my nigga. Real talk. But I'm gonna tell you real talk, man. You know, due to the time factor, man. You know, you gotta get straight to the point with the questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Due to the time factor, baby. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the only question is, I mean, my only question is how do I connect with you? That's it, man. I know you're going to give me the information. That's it, man, because I pretty much learned something from you already. You know, I suppose we can talk about it later or something, so that's it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I know Les got a couple more questions, but I'm going to give you my number real quick. It's 757-576-7783. I'm going to give it out. I'm sure Les going to let me give it out at the end of the show again, but that's my number right there. You feel what I'm saying? So if you didn't catch it that time, just stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? I got you. I'm going to put out all my information again for you.
Definitely. And don't forget to follow Batman on Twitter. Also, if you're on the Twitter, it's Batman, VAPROMTR. On Twitter,
yeah,
follow
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
on
it's Batman, VA promoter, no E.
Yeah,
straight
basically
like that.
No E. So I just had to spell it out for some of the people that can't spell out there, because you know it's some people that can't. You know, I'm sorry.
it's all good. You know what I'm saying? You can always Google it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say I'm the biggest or whatever, but you can always put Batman VA promoter and put Twitter next to it, and it'll Google right up.
Definitely. And if you're tuning in right now, we're live with your boy Batman. You know what I mean? CEO of Dark Knight ENT, live on Lush Radio Online. And we also going to have your boy DJ Chubby Chubb, a Hot 97 Boston, my dude. He's going to be live in the building with us, you know, talking to us about business also. But we're going to go into a quick song. We've been breaking this song, Hard Body, you know, on the show. Ernie Gaines, you know, he did some joints with the one and only Jim Jones. And, I mean, this record is crazy right now. It's called Mad Sex. And we're going to come right back with your boy, Batman. And we're going to talk more about business. And we're going to rock out. Your girl, Lushy Lush, let's go.
Breaking you down, don't let me stop playing. Baltimore banger, man. N-O-E. Know the name, know the difference. You know how we do, man. I'm in the hood. You know what I'm saying? On my way to Paris and all of that. You know what I mean? G, never been to Paris. I'm trying to do the Paris thing. Got plane tickets and all that. Gonna go out there and enjoy the culture. You know what I'm saying? Show us a Bird Gang Dipset affair, man. I'm just showing you some love, man, because I'm proud of you. You're doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to, like, really talk shit on these cats, man. You know, I got this joint called A9, man, where I'm telling the nigga, yo, I don't even do shows on stage no more, man. I do them standing on money, man. Like, the stage ain't even made of wood, man. It's just stacks and stacks of money. While these niggas are still performing on stage, I'm performing on paper, man. You know what I'm saying? Laugh at these niggas. Word. That's how we do, man. We flying really, really high, man. You know what I'm saying? We seeing sky. You know what I mean? Niggas think I got allergies, man. Because when I pull my nose, nothing but clouds and shit come out on the tissue. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's how high niggas is. You know what I'm saying? That's that crazy shit right there, man. But that's how we sitting on them lush, man. You know what I mean? You've been doing your thing for a minute. But I'm proud of you, man, and I'm going to hold you down. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do, man. Baltimore stand up, Bird Gang Dipset representing right here. It's a boss talking, you know what I mean? That's what we do, lobsters and cigars and all that. Holla at your boy, mommy. Love you. One. N-O-E. Bird Gang, baby.
That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? We played that Mad Sex right there. You know what I'm saying? Ernie Gaines, he's doing his thing. Shout out to my boy Smooth for sending that in. He was on DTF Radio not too long ago with my boy Lega. You know what I'm saying? The song is crazy. It was tarted. That was a couple of words from S. We know that you know the difference. The most, you know, much mad love. You know what I'm saying? So he sent it out to Paris actually today. So it's like now, might be in the sky. But shout out to my dude and having the building. 11. We don't wear broke, we wear money. We live on Lush Radio Online with your boy Batman. What it do, baby?
Yeah, that's my homie, too. Shout out to No. That's the homie. Like, I done partied with the homie, you know what I'm saying? I done rode around with him. That's the dude right there.
Definitely, definitely. He's a good dude. He owe me a cigar, for real. But I love him to death. I love him so much. He's such a good dude.
Yeah,
the question I have, what are your top three things that you think people go wrong at when it comes to business?
You talking about business in general or music business?
Just business in general, industry, whatever, you know, just business in general.
Okay, because some of these I've even made mistakes on, because like I said, I'm not perfect or whatever. I think you have to have a good vision, first off. You got to know what you're getting into this for, understand all the BS that's going to come with it, understand there are going to be obstacles and adversity that you're going to have to overcome, but you have to stay true to your vision and have a vision and have a good vision. It's not even good enough to even have a vision. Everybody has a dream and everybody has a vision. So you have to have the right vision or a good vision. Everybody needs, I think, you know, once you have that vision, you definitely have to have a good plan. A well thought out plan, you know, and, you know, understand that there's a difference between having a vision or a dream and having the plan to execute that vision or that dream. After that, you've got to get you a good team. You got to have a good team. You have to. There's no way around none of that. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, as a businessman, as a producer, any of that, anything in business at all, or anything in music business, you gotta have a good team behind you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I was fortunate to have, you know, a good team. You feel what I'm saying? And fortunate to have them, you know, follow my lead and the things that I was trying to accomplish. And not only that, but you also have to have people who don't just follow your lead, but that'll check you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to have people that follow everything you say, but, you know, I'm smart enough to know that I'm not always right. You know what I'm saying? I make a lot of mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm creative and I'm smart to a certain extent, but I don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? So you always need another point of view, another perspective on how you should handle different situations. At least have the option to get that input to either better the idea that you had or to help them enhance an idea that they bring to the table, something. You know what I'm saying? Or to check you when you're wrong or when your ego's out of control. It's a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I mean, teamwork definitely makes the dream work. And you can't do none of this alone. Like a lot of people said, I did it. I came from the bottom and all of that, and I'm here now and all of that. But please believe, even if you don't have a team, there's certain people that come, you know what I'm saying, that come across your path in life that give you a leg up here or a good look out there. It's impossible to completely do anything on your own in life. It's impossible.
That's real talk right there, man. And I want a lot of people to stay tuned. Get your pen and your pad out. You know how I always tell you, get your pen and your pad out. Some serious jewels tonight on Lush Radio Online, man. And this is what it's about, man. It's educating our people. We don't want you to get caught up in the nonsense. That's why we're giving you this information. Do you understand how much this information costs? Because the reason why it costs is because half of you guys are lazy to go and do the research yourself. So that's why you got to pay people like us to help you do the work because you want to be lazy. So we're giving the information out to you tonight. So we want you to take heed. And if you're not about your business and you don't have it together yet, take some of the initiative to get it together, people, because this is what it's about. If you don't do right business, then you're always going to end up with bad business.
Yeah.
Okay?
So real.
You know, live on Lush Radio Online, man. It's what we do, baby. You better get your game up. I told y'all, cats, we don't wear broke. We wear money. Radio Online, man. That's what it is. And somebody asked me in the chat room, they said, Batman, how do I create a marketing campaign? And what exactly is that?
Great question. I was secretly waiting for somebody to ask that question. This is what I'm talking about. These are the questions I get paid for right here. So I hope as many people can tune in as humanly possible in a couple seconds because I'm about to go in real quick. So everybody, pin tag, record this, however you got to get it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm only going to say this one time. So marketing campaign. I got to start out with the statement. Everybody has a story. If you think about it, all of the most successful artists, hip-hop, R&B, urban, whatever, even country and rock, have good backstories. Jay-Z, if you know nothing else about Jay-Z, the world knows Jay-Z used to be a hustler, stopped hustling to get this money in music. Eminem, what we know about Eminem, he's from Detroit, 8 Mile, you know what I'm saying? Trailer Park, very talented rapper, battle, got on, you feel what I'm saying? 50, shot 9 times, was a very good hustler, had a kid, stopped hustling to provide a better life for himself and his kid. They have a story. You know what I'm saying? The difference between you as an artist and all these other artists out here is going to completely depend on you connecting with your fans. The way you connect with your fans is bringing them in closer by sharing your story with them. Now, everybody does not have a compelling story. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't. If your story is so similar to 50 or J's or M's, then you're going to have to find another angle to come at. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying concoct a lie or no. I'm not saying none of that because I would not advise none of that. But you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's life. A lot of people live in Brooklyn. A lot of people live in the hood. So it's very likely that, you know, your story might be very similar to the artist. Okay, if that's the case, you're going to have to come out another angle. There's something about you that makes your story different from a J, a M, a 50, and so on and so forth. So the marketing plan part, like I said, is everybody has a story. What's your story? What's my story? If I was to become a rapper, which I am working on a mixtape, but please believe I'm doing it for passion. I don't want to deal, but I hope by now y'all know I have the connects to probably put myself in that situation. But my story, to use it as an example, my story would be I'm a promoter. You know what I'm saying? I interned the right way, had a lot of struggles becoming a promoter, and I wanted to do this music shit. Okay, so how do I connect that with my potential fans? Okay, put myself next to a videographer, and have him document the parts of my personality that I feel like would connect with potential fans. Everybody can relate to the fact of being on the street hustling, even if you ain't done it yourself. Like I said, I'm a promoter. I'm a street promoter. So if you didn't intern or you didn't do the street promotion thing, you can relate with the hand-to-hand part of that, though. I bet you can. Lush, agree with me. I know you can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the people that was on the block doing, you know what I'm saying, doing the wrong part of that other hand-to-hand, you know what I'm saying, that was in their lifestyle, even they can relate, because it's a lot of similarities, believe it or not, between hustlers and drug dealers and people who do street promotion. You know what I'm saying? We all got to pick
supply,
up that work.
It's supply and demand. Like I told my homie the other day, you got a product, it's on demand. It's supply and demand. Same thing.
We all be making them, you know what I'm saying? We all got to meet up with our clients or our clientele. You know what I'm saying? We all got to go pick up that work, and we all got to get on the block and push it. You know what I'm saying? If you know nothing else, then you know that. Okay, so like I said, put yourself with a videographer, you know what I'm saying, to display those different parts of your personality. Like I said, my example is, you know, I probably film myself on the block handing out flyers and, you know what I'm saying, talking over that. Like, yo, this is my story. You know what I'm saying? I'm a kid from anywhere USA, you know what I'm saying, trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? I made a lot of mistakes in my past. I'm just trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? And show things that I know are true to me, but I know that can relate to you as a potential fan. You feel what I'm saying? Videographer, so you're gonna need that. Then you're gonna need, you know, whatever is the hit song that you want to push and all of that. What makes that different than anything else? Okay, once you figure that out, there's plenty of these wholesale shops online that you can find the product that you can put the title of that song across, a water bottle or a bag, or, you know, something, a pair of shades, a shot glass. I did shot glasses with Burt Simmons for the Buy You Around campaign. Travis Porter, they got the Make It Rain. They got Make It Rain umbrellas. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole bunch of those wholesale shops online where you can get a product that will connect somebody more to your movement because of the product that you're giving away. You feel what I'm saying? Once you start putting stuff together like that, where you got a product that can also represent you and you have a videographer so you can display it visually, and I'm assuming that you already have the good music, make sure you got you 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 street team cats that's going to listen to either you or you might want to get you a marketing coordinator. I'd actually advise that you do, if you're an artist, to actually lead them and tell them where to go. Have that marketing coordinator telling them where to go, where to hit, all the hot spots, and make sure that person is also qualified to go to that radio station. Let them know that, yo, we got this product, this water bottle that connects with our single, Wet On Them. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the name of the song is. Yeah, the single's called Wet On Them. So we got these see-through water bottles or whatever. You know what I'm saying? This is a single that I want to let you know this is what we're doing. We have our stuff together. Song is licensed and registered through BMI ASCAP, but we got these water bottles that we're going to be giving out at all of the hot events to the sexy ladies. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to move it. And I need y'all to believe in this single. It's a hot single. Push it to radio. Once you figure out that part, you get it broke on radio. You know what I'm saying? You need to have the online content, hence the videographer, to make sure you're consistently online, you know, showing a different piece of your personality in your music with every blog post that you're able to get. Now, if you do that on a consistent basis, and I'm not saying that it's going to happen when you want it to happen, being a week or a month or 2 months. It might take 6 months. It took me like 7 months to break Travis Porter in Virginia. You know what I'm saying? But if you have good music and you have a good marketing plan, you have good people working with you or for you, it'll happen eventually. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep on your grind, because more than anything, these program directors and these DJs, they want to know, if I break this record, what's coming behind it? Is it a marketing plan, or am I just breaking this record for the hell of it? If you got your marketing plan well put together, trust me, it might take some time. But if it's well thought out and well put together and you have all the right pieces in place, it'll work. Give it some time. Yeah. Stay on it.
Definitely. You never, 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 ever, ever lied about what you just stated right there. People asking, put out your information for people that want to, once again, people who want to contact you, you know, maybe do business with you or anything. Put that information out there for the people.
All right, cool. I'm gonna give y'all everything that I can remember right now for you. First off, my Twitter, like we said, is twitter.com/BatmanVAPromoter, no E, just like that. I'm on my laptop. Most of the time, my laptop is plugged up. You know what I'm saying? Twitter, I got a special tag for Twitter. So if you hit me with a follow and you're talking about some business or whatever, you know what I'm saying, I'll follow you back. You know what I'm saying? You let me know. Let me know and put Lush Radio, put her Twitter in it so I know that's how you've seen it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get the cross promoting straight. I'm really big on cross promoting. Don't just hit me up and be like, "Yo, Batman, what's good?" and think I'm gonna hit you with a follow. Make sure you put her Twitter in there too, so she can get her promoting on too. I'm very big on cross promoting. She thought enough of me to have me on her show. So let's make sure we show her the same respect. Let's reciprocate this, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So if you do that, then I'll make sure I follow you back. Also, if you want to submit music or something like that, or you want to talk business, you can hit me on my email. It's Batman, BATMAN, 2K2D as in dog, at AOL.com. Now, those of y'all that have been in the business or been in the game for a while, even if you've been online for a while, you know what I'm saying, because I got AOL.com on my joint, I've been doing this for a minute. I get respect by a whole lot of OGs in the music industry just because I still got an AOL. How real is that? So, I'm giving y'all my direct cell number. So I'm giving y'all this on the fact that I'm on her radio show. So I'm going to expect that if you're writing down my number and you're going to call me tomorrow, because you're not going to call me tonight, I'm expecting that that we're doing, I mean, I'm keeping it real, Les, you know what I'm saying? I'll stay on the phone late with somebody, but you know what I'm saying? Let's not, you know, that you're going to come correct because you're listening, you know what I'm saying, and you understand I'm about my business, Les is about her business, so let's not play on the phone, none of that, you know what I'm saying? And hey, by all means, pass my number around if it's somebody who's legitimate about what they're doing. And I also understand that you have to come correct. There's only 24 hours in a day, and I'm already getting crazy calls. All the labels just opened up, so please believe, Majors is calling me, Independence is calling me, Super Bowl weekend is right around the corner, just like All-Star weekend, just like Miami and Spring Break, and all that stuff is right around the corner. So if you're trying to get my services, make sure that you come correct, because I definitely have the option to choose, pick and choose who I want to work with. So my direct personal cell phone number is 757-576-7783. Y'all got that? One more time. It's 757-576-7783. Word.
That's what up. That's that real itch right there, man. Giving y'all the exclusives. Business contacts and everything live on Lush Radio Online, man. None of the other radio stations do that, you know.
Nah.
To their show, but we being real. We being real right here, man. We want you guys to better yourself, man. It's not fair if I'm working and striving for the goal. You know how many times the Jewish community, the dollar rotates around their coup several times. We don't do that in our community. We need to work together in order to make situations happen, you know, because everybody can eat out here. We need to stop being real funny style that, oh, I can't work with you and this, that, and third. I don't even care if you do media. All media outlets are all the same thing. We got content, we share the content, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got plenty of media outlets we deal with. Let's work. If you're a promoter in VA, you got another promoter down in Florida, let's cross promote. You got a situation
Word.
Out there. I got a situation. Let's eat together, you know? Let's
yep.
stop playing games with each other right now, you know?
It's
2011,
what's so real about, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like you said, the Jewish community and a lot of, especially in general, a lot of cats in Hollywood that are doing business, they're so about their business and so about their bread. They'll do deals with each other, even if they don't like the person they're doing the deal with, based on the fact that they know that person does good business. Now, they might not like that person personally, but they'll still do a deal with somebody if the money is there, if it's a good business opportunity and everybody benefits, even if you don't like the other person personally. That's how real they are, us. Let that happen in our community. You feel what I'm saying? Like, let that happen in our community. Like, there'd be no stopping us. But because we take everything personal, we hold so many grudges, we missing out on a lot of money being left out on this table, y'all.
It's a lot of money that we're missing out of because we do business emotionally. We are too freaking emotional. You know, we're too, and, you know, I love my woman because I'm a woman myself. Sometimes we get women and you know, involved in situations, and you get caught up in the woman situation, or you get a man, get you caught up in a situation, or you laying up with somebody else you shouldn't be laying up with to try to get your cup. They turn and stab you in the back, and then you messed up in the game. You know, it's so many that we live emotionally in this thing. You can't do business emotionally.
No, I mean, you gotta do that, and that's everybody. That's everybody. Like I said, I definitely want to stress that. Like, I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody listening or tuning in is perfect. Like, I've experienced some of that. You know what I'm saying? But the difference is, once, because everybody's going to get hit with that at least once doing business. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on what part of your career, it happens. But what you got to do is once you do end up going through it, you do have to learn from it. It can't be like a repeating, it can't be a pattern. If it's a pattern, then, oh, no, you're not even supposed to be in. You might be better as an employee, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to be an executive or you're saying you're the best artist or the best producer or I'm going to be the president of this or that or whatever else on that type of a level, oh, yeah, all of that got to get checked out of the door.
Yeah, but on the rebuttal on what you stated is that what I was basically saying was, you know, I'm agreeing with what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that what we're trying to do is prevent them from going through that. You know, everybody's going to go through it. You know, I'm turning 30 March 19th. Shout out to all the Pisces out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting the 3-0. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to Geezer. But
no, I wouldn't even go that far. I wouldn't do all that.
You know, I'm feeling the cricks in the back, man. You know what I'm saying? Legs is hurting and all that stuff. But, you know, that's a whole nother story. But, but I still look good. I still look like a baby.
I mean, I've seen the pictures. I agree. I'm sure your listeners would agree. How y'all feeling about it? Y'all go ahead and say something in that chat room. I'm sure y'all agree with that.
They saying, yeah, they agree with you, Batman.
See?
But what I was saying was that everybody goes through their ups and downs and situations in business. It's a learning process, and we all have to fall before we walk, and we have to be able to understand and grow from it. A lot of people don't grow from it. A lot of people are still crawling, you know. And in order for you to be a leader, you have to be a soldier first. And I learned this from being in the military. Huh? Shout out to all my, you know, vets out there, you know, and all my people that are still in and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not a game. You have to be a soldier. You must pay attention to detail before you walk on your own and you're able to, you know, take a platoon out there, you know. Yeah. And you got to understand and know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think even more than anything, those two professions probably demonstrate that better than anything, being in the military and being in the music business. Like, you know, it's really, you know, with this generation out here now. I mean, even with my generation, obviously, because there's a lot of people around my age or older than me that feel that same way. But we, you know, it seems to be this big thing of having a sense of self-entitlement. Like, yo, I'm the best at whatever lane you happen to be in, so you're just supposed to be on. And if you're not on, you're going to be bitter and mad. And, you know, that's when you start acting out mostly towards other artists that are maybe being further, you know, getting further along than you, or other producers or other business people or whatever. But you gotta really take that out of your equation. Like, yo, like, you're not promised anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody owes you anything. Everything that I've accomplished, I got 3 awards on my mantle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I worked with everybody I wanted to work with, but it was a lot of BS, getting those contacts, earning their trust, their respect, you know what I'm saying, and getting in different situations and all of that. Like, you got to pay your dues. Like I said, I started out like you started out, in them streets, in them trenches, taking orders from somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And that, not only did I do it, but I can honestly say I was so focused or so, you know, enamored with the process that a lot of times I enjoyed the process because I understood that you have to love that part of the process as much as you love what comes after that, like where I am now. I love where I'm at now, but you got to love where you started out at. You got to love being frustrated and skipping meals because that's what you love to do, you got to have a genuine passion for being in this music industry. If you don't, if you're in it strictly for the money, then I really need you to get out. Not even for me, because I'm past the point where nobody can, you know what I'm saying, can create or deter me from what's destined for me. I'm already here. You can't really do nothing about me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying for all of those who are, you know, your peers, you got to get out for them if you're not in this for a passion. Like, you have to, like, genuinely, like, how you love your significant other, if you have one, you got to love this business almost, I would never say as much, almost as much as you love your significant other. You got to.
Definitely. And you know, I'm sorry to say, I love my daughter to death, but sometimes you even got to love that joint as much as you even love your kids. Like, this is, I'm like, you got to eat, sleep, think this stuff. Like, I got in the game as an MC, and I saw the craziness. Like, I love music in general, not just hip-hop. I love music, every facet of entertainment. I love it to the bottom of my soul. All I need is my laptop, my music, and my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else. But you can't take those things. You understand? And my daughter.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, the thing is that you have to love this from your gut,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you don't got that will, that determination to make it no matter how the odds are, you are not going to be able to stand and be able to accomplish anything in this industry. It is 99% business, and the rest is whatever God-given talent you might have. And being at the right place at the right time sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
so,
even going back and using what I said earlier as another example, you know, as this is concerned, like, if you look at all the people who are genuinely long-term successful as top rap artists, it's so clear that they love music. You know what I'm saying? Because the people that I'm about to say already got the money, already got the power, and already got the respect. The Eminems, the Jay-Z's, the Kanye's, you know what I'm saying, the 50 Cent's. You know what I'm saying? Everybody I just said is already a multimillionaire, already got their own label, and create opportunities for not only for themselves and the people around them. But they all went through that struggle. You know what I'm saying? And they all keep putting out a music for the simple fact of the love for the culture, you know what I'm saying, and for the music. Once you get the money, what's your motive? You feel what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that are out right now that have deals and all of that. You know what I'm saying? That are doing it strictly for the money. Most of them are disposable artists, though. I'm sorry to say. Most of them. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you don't have a strong team behind you, the people that have a strong team behind you, you all in it because you love what you're doing. You love the groundwork as much as you love the counting the bread. You love pleasing the fans as much as you love pleasing yourself. Those are the people that are going to win. So when you see me get next to a Travis Porter, or you see me getting next to certain artists like that, an Ace Hood or somebody like that, understand that I understand. I'm only getting next to people that feel the same way about this culture and this music as I do. Because those are the type of people I look up to as artists and, like I said, executives, Kevin Lyles, you know what I'm saying, Lear Cohen, Russell Simmons, even Baby from Cash Money. You can say whatever you want, but those brothers are smart over there. You know what I'm saying? Cash Money, Young Money, Baby and Slim and them, those are some smart guys. If you look at it, they have the most successful roster out right now. Like, they're boutique, it's a boutique label. Young Money, Cash Money are boutique labels under Universal, but they're competing directly with major labels right now. They're competing directly with a Def Jam, directly with a Universal, directly with an Interscope, even though they're under Universal.
And one thing I like about their business concept, and most people, I mean, the younger age might not remember them, but the ones from our decade, if you looked at the Master P concept of the groundwork, they just took that same implement and just took it to the next level.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
To the next level. And they have been successful with it, and they are continuing to be successful. I'm not going to say that's particularly my cup of tea, but you can't take away their business ethic. It's serious.
Yeah, and if you look at the beginning of even like you said, Master P in the beginning of when Cash Money first came out, looking back on it now to see what they've accomplished now, you can kind of tell they were always trying to do that, because I think that's what he was really trying to do with the Hot Boys. And saying that if they wouldn't have broke up, I think that's where it would have went, like where all five of them would have been multi-platinum artists and then, you know, what have you. But, you know, I think they were smart enough to know that they had to hedge their bets and they had to put their money on somebody, saying that, you know, everything that was going on. And obviously Wayne being the youngest and all of that and the turmoil that was going on in the group, he's the one that they eventually put their whatever to, you know what I'm saying, they invested all of their, you know, their time and their energy. But they I guess that was always their vision or their instinct that, yo, we're going to create our own stars. Like, that they use basically the Motown formula. We're going to create our own stars, you know what I'm saying, and they're all going to be signed to us. And that's how they're going to make the ones that we're trying to build up, that's how they're going to make them hot. We're going to put a star that we created next to an up-and-coming star that we created to get that good old cosign. We don't that now. If they and they're starting to be more vocal about it. They don't need to go. They're saying stuff like they don't need to go out of their camp for nothing, because they got so many stars between the Cash Money
really
and the Young Money roster. They don't need to. They're getting
they don't need
at
to.
Any and everybody. So they're good on beats. They got an in-house engineer. They got like permanent spots at Hit Factory. You know what I'm saying? So they got Bow Wow. They got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jay Sean, they got Nicki, they got Drake, they got Bow, they got Twist and Chucky. Shout out to them because those are my homies. Shout out to Corey Guns, that's my homie for sure.
Yeah,
and they got all these artists. They got every spectrum. If you look at their roster, they have every spectrum covered. Every part of the United States and every genre is covered except for, oh no, and rock is covered. Only one they don't have covered is country. Everything else and every demographic is covered. They just giving it time. They're giving everybody money right now, and they're getting them ready. Chucky and Twist, Wayne is doing the same thing to them that Baby did to him. He's putting them on the road early. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
He's getting assimilated to being in front of big crowds, being around money, being around girls, and all of that. So once they get of age, none of that is going to faze them. It's going to be
definitely.
Like, oh, okay. I mean, I've already been doing this for 5, 6, 7 years. This is not going to throw me, as opposed to how Bow Wow came up, as where it didn't, you know, he was used to it, but, you know,
the transition was kind of too shocking for him. He didn't transition too well. Bow Wow was a different cup of tea. With Lil Wayne, I can honestly say he's the best put together artist I've seen. It's almost like you take one of, you know how you take the paper dolls, or you take, like, you go through a factory, you put the head on, you got the body, you put on the clothes, you put on the chain, all that stuff, you put the input stuff in the brain. It's like he's been the best put together artist. You know what I mean? Because I'm honestly say, when you hear Lil Wayne before, he ain't really had a skill like that. You understand? They developed him into being who he is now. He knew more about the business than anything, okay? They developed him from a young age till now, and now he's taking the same concept and moving it on to the next thing. And I mean, it's remarkable. And if you just study that business concept, forget all the talent, all the artists, it's the business. And that's what I'm trying to tell people, find the key to the business. Once you can unlock the key to the business, there's no reason at all why any last one of us cannot be successful in 2011 or beyond.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you really got to, like, yo, I really feel like, it. Like you said, it's that Master P joint, but like I said, even going back further than that, I really feel like they're using that Motown blueprint, you feel what I'm saying, where everything is in-house. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think any bad records, or for the most part, they have a high percentage of good records that come out, even if they're throwaway records that go on blogs and websites. Like, you don't really hear any bad records coming out of Young Money, Cash Money at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I really think it's a process of, you know, these are artists that I want as Baby under Cash Money. These are the artists I want as Lil Wayne, Young Money. Okay, so I'm going to make sure that y'all always have money and y'all are always around me on these roads, so you're experiencing what I'm experiencing, whatever age you're at. So something you get used to and assimilated with. At the same time, I'm going to make sure that you always have money and you have you're going to have the space and the time to develop as an artist on your own and next to me. So when you see Drake coming out, he's already, I mean, he was almost ready to go anyway, but I think him being next to Wayne and being on the road got him prepared for his live show, which I think was the only piece he was missing. Nicki Minaj was about figuring out, you know, what her image was. She was around Wayne for long enough to feel like, okay, this is what worked for me. I got my flow. I need to get the image I'm going to present out. You know what I'm saying? She got the time and the space to do that. Okay, so when she came out, another platinum joint. Now you see Bow coming out. Bow needed the confidence, I think, was a piece he was missing.
Yeah,
he had
definitely.
It, but it's a different confidence being signed to So Def when they're on the way down and having confidence with Cash Money, Young Money when they're still on the way up. Confidence
yeah,
is different.
True.
So I think when Bow Wow comes out, he's going to be good because he not only does he have the confidence and he's been at the money, he's surrounded by nothing but winners now. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So it's like, and, you know, for the rest of them, like I said, I mean, Jay Mills, he got somebody from New York, so he's good. He got Corey Guns, who can spit as fast and lyrically is as good, if not better, than Wayne. So he had to go back and snatch Corey up, for sure. Then you got Chucky and Twist, you know what I'm saying, who he feels are younger versions of himself. So they're all going to be good. Like, even Gutter, who he snatched, that used to be with him when he had Squad Up and all that.
I got to say something about the Corey Gunn situation now.
Okay.
I can't really say and put him and Wayne at the same situation. Corey is a real lyricist, okay?
Right.
Lil Wayne has ghostwriters and has people writing his stuff, okay? Corey Gunn actually writes the stuff. So I can't really put that's just my personal thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really put them, because I've been a Corey Guns fan since he was little, when his father was doing his thing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a fan since he was little. And, you know, and he's a lyrical monster. So
yeah.
It's his time and he deserves it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My thing, you know, signing with Lil Wayne, yeah, it's a good business move, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. But Corey is a problem, and people here to get ready for Corey when he drops. Seriously, it's going to be a problem.
That's the thing. Like, I've been telling people to get ready for like a year and a half, 2 years, all that. Like, that's really my homie. You know what I'm saying? Him, shout out to him, and shout out to Peter. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Hash,
mm-hmm.
Militia, and Pop Dollars. They hold the whole Militia gang and all of that. But it
mm-hmm.
ain't even really a thing about getting ready for him. Like, the single's out. 6'7" is already out. It's already a hit. You know what I'm saying? They don't have much time to get ready. If y'all listening to me, y'all don't got much time to get ready for Corey Guns. If you're not messing with him, you know, the video is imminent. He was already on the set. I think the video is already wrapped up. So, you know, pending editing and all of that, I think y'all probably got like 3 or 4 weeks to really get truly acquainted with Corey Guns. Because when that video drops, it's over. Like, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. I think he's about to be the next, because you know, I think they got everybody has their different arsenal who's going to be the next up, and I think
yep.
Corey already has a following. Corey already been had a following. He just needed to get that right deal, you
yeah.
know. And
yep.
And it's about to be ham. It's about to be ham this year, Corey situation, and he got real money behind him too.
Yeah. Yep. The good and the other, and it cannot go without being said, the best part about the whole Cash Money, Young Money situation is that because Wayne is so big, you know, if you sign to them, you touring. And if you touring, you getting tour money. Now, I don't know how much everybody's getting paid, how all that gets divvied up, but I know what Wayne's making. You feel what I'm saying? And I know he is paying all of the artists, to, you know, their little verse here, their little bars over here or whatever else, and everybody's on them tour buses. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and just you having the opportunity, let's say you did it for free, because that would be a form of internship. And I know none of them are doing it for free at all. I'm just saying hypothetically. If I was an artist, I'd do it for free for the exposure, because he's going, as soon as Wayne decides I'm doing another tour, he's going all over the world. So whoever that's part of Young Money don't have a big fan base right now. By the time that tour opens, by the time it's over, I bet you they will, though. They're going to every city.
For real.
They're going to tear down every stage, tear down every after party and after party all over the world for probably 2 years. Because his last tour, if you remember, he did it in two legs, and I think when it was done, they had been on the road for like a year and a half, 2 years. So whoever signed now, they winning because they going to eat forever off of that. Swings home, part of four. What? They about to eat forever. What?
Yo, you want to be a, it make you want to be an artist real quick.
Like I said, I do it for free. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, that's something about me. Like, anybody, y'all can go check out my YouTube page and all of that. I got a lot of videos. Lush, you probably never even seen that video, but I was fortunate enough to go to Virgin MegaFest in 2008 when it was in Baltimore.
I haven't seen the video. It's on YouTube.
So you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, for those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? I was there with Kanye and Lil Wayne on stage in front of like 25,000 people. I mean on the stage with them. Like there was nothing, that's probably the best experience I've ever had. And part of that story that I didn't even get to record because I was so just into the whole situation. Like I was with, you know what I'm saying? I know Cortez because Cortez is his little cousins are homies of mine, which is how you know everything worked out and all of that. Like after that show between Wayne set and Ye set, they went to Red Lobster. Wayne didn't even get off the bus. Like I didn't get to dap him up or nothing, but he paid for my food and everybody that was around me food though from Red Lobster. You know what I'm saying? And we came back to see Ye set and that thing. You know what I'm saying? I eventually got to meet him and all of that, but that's the first time I got to meet Mac Maine. This is before Mac Maine was the president of Young Money. You know what I'm saying? I got to meet this is when I don't know if you remember, this is when Kid used to be part of Young Money. And I met Jay Mills for the first time. And, I think I had met Chucky, you know what I'm saying? And then they came to Virginia year before last. So I'm really tight with a bunch of people from Young Money, too, you feel what I'm saying? So when I'm telling y'all stories and giving y'all examples, like I said, like, understand, I'm not bragging. I'm giving y'all, you know, real experiences. Somebody who was on the block handing out flyers, promoting my little parties here and there to actually, you know what I'm saying, the people that y'all might admire and respect, like some of these people are like my actual homies, like they in the phone, you know what I'm saying? So I'm saying that to say that, you know, if you in the beginning and you frustrated and whatever, just, yo, make sure that you stay focused, that you know what you're doing this for. If it's meant for you to be in this business, eventually things are going to start clicking. Once they start clicking, then you actually have to work harder to push it over the top. Trust me when I tell you. Trust me when I tell you. It's a process. We all got to pay our dues, but you got to make sure when that door opportunity swing open, you got to make sure that you lock it. Now, I'm not saying lock it behind you, but make sure that you firmly inside that door. You know what I'm saying? You got to really get on your ones and twos. Make sure you stay there inside the building. Don't get yourself kicked out by being arrogant or having a super-duper ego or shitting on the people who gave you a leg up. And all of that dumb shit, like, yo, you got to continue to be the person that you were. Because this whole game is like liquor or drugs. However you was before you got in it, all it does is enhance it once you get some power or some money.
Definitely. That's real talk. And on that note, I just got to say, you know, Batman, you know what I'm saying, you are the truth. You know, VA promoter doing his 1-2 and consultant going hard in the paint, you know. And I just want to thank you for coming through, man. If you want to rock out with us, you can rock out with us. And I think I got my brother from another mother, you know, Mr. DJ Chubby Chubb. You know, I got to get that announcer, Mr. DJ Chubby Chubb, a.k.a. Mr. Heat Rocks, a.k.a. Heavy Hitters, a.k.a. No Whack DJs, Hot 97 Boston, Shade 45 live in the building. Let's go to the line and stuff. You know, stay on the line with us, man. We live in the building with DJ Chubby Chubb. What up, Chubb?
What's going on, Lush? How you doing?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, talking to my boy Batman. Big promoter out there in the VA, you know what I'm saying, doing his 1-2, man.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, what's up, homie? Respect.
What's going on, my brother? How you?
I'm great, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? I'm with Lush. I'm hanging out. I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? I know you're going to have a good experience. I'm going to rock out with y'all for a few minutes, man. Respect. Salute.
All right. Salute.
That's what it is, man. I need to give Chubby Chubb, you know, some claps, man. This dude right here, man, you know, this is one of the dudes I admire in the game, man. I admire him. I respect him. I look to him. And I like his curly hair. So let me get him for claps.
Thank you, Lux. I appreciate that. You crazy.
Yo, Chuck, before we get into it, man, you got any shout outs, Famo?
Man, I just thank everybody for that support out there, rocking out to that Lush Online. You know what it is?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. I love DJ Chubby Chuck. You know why? I interview him, like last year or so and everything, you know, and he was like, I know he was like, yo, who is this chick, you know? I've been watching DJ Chubby Chuck for a minute, you know. Obviously from the BX, you know, throw your X's up.
True.
But, you know, he's in Boston doing his thing, and he's been on the ground for a minute. You know, not just a mixtape DJ, not just, you know, a club DJ, not just, you know, out there doing his thing on the radio, but I mean, from the ground, from the bottom up, this dude done changed people's lives. He done put people on. He done worked with the biggest names. Not only starting off as an artist, too, being part of a group, this dude is a good dude, you know? And so to be on the level that he is, he could be Hollywood if he wants to, but he's a good dude. And I respect him. Same way I respect Batman, because I respect his grind, I respect DJ Chubby Chuck, you know, and I got to salute you before we even get into any of this, for real.
And I thank you. I thank you for real, and I salute you for being a woman that's on her grind and paying attention to what's going on out there.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Chubb, we talking about business tonight, man, you know, and I know you know a lot about business, you know, starting from the forefront, from the beginning of, you know, hip-hop till now and just the industry in general. And, you know, I want you to talk to us, you know, for those cats that don't know, man, you know, give us a quick synopsis, man, you know, how you got into the industry, Famo.
I mean, I started at a young age. I took the key to learning how to express music and on turntables. You know, that was something that I really enjoyed. I loved music. And I saw a passion for that DJing thing. Never thought I would have been something that made it farther than what I did, because I would have just thought I'd have been like they said in the movie, just gonna be local.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that was a major thing. That Juice movie changed a lot of lives for a lot of DJs. That movie gave a lot of inspiration. When Queen Latifah said, "Oh, yeah, you do parties? Oh, you just local." So that gave a caption to a lot of people that was really motivated at the time. You know, at that time, mixtapes was heavy. You had to learn how to perceive yourself as a DJ to get the stores to believe in what you do. You got to talk. You got to have them three letters, that GFN, that Good Friend Network.
Communication. That's the new word of the day. That's the new word of the day. Say that again, Chubb. I like that. Say that again.
That three-letter word is GFN. Good Friend Network. But my key for 2011 is figure it out. That's the new word. That's the ultimate word. Figure it out. No matter what, you got to figure it out.
Mm.
I'm living by that this year.
That's why I love Chubb, man. I love this dude. He dropping some crazy jewels, man. I'm telling you, get your pens in your bag. Batman dropped some jewels. DJ Chubby Chubb is about to drop some retarded jewels for y'all. So y'all better get y'all pens in your pants, because if you don't, it's going to be a problem. Seriously. You know what I mean? Seriously, tonight. But, Chubb, man, you know, talk to us about, you know, starting into the being an artist and everything, because not everybody knows that you actually, you know, did your thing, you know, with the whole group, being part of a group and everything, man.
Right.
You know, and you was able to meet Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Jay before the big Jay, you know, first one to put Jay on the mixtape, you know. You know, talk to us, and you was also able to meet Dame, so talk to us, man.
I mean, the whole thing is, I was the first person to put Jay-Z on a mixtape. Came from the circle with my mentor, which was Clark Kent, DJ Clark Kent. You know, he helped me out a lot. He got me into DJ for a group. At the time, I was doing mixtapes, hustling my mixtapes, city to city, state to state. You know, I was just doing so much that it just kept me moving. And, you know, I had the pleasure to work with Jay-Z. The group that I was in was called Original Flavor. You know, we had a great album. Second album was great, Beyond Flavor. And, you know, that's a blessing from there. You know, Dame Dash was our manager at the time. it's a strong positive situation that I went through from that time to where I'm at right now.
Definitely. And I mean this dude right here is coming from a lot of old school heavy hitters, you know, that have co-signed him. He done paid his dues. Talk to us about paying dues in business, man, because a lot of people think they just walk in and, you know, they just get on. Talk to us
Paying dues, they don't do that no more, man. A lot of people don't do that anymore. The biggest thing about, you know, the DJs now, they just, you know, they get a couple of MP3s and they think they DJs. But in reality, they just push-button DJs. They don't know what it is to craft them songs and really articulate what you're doing. So, like, the whole paying homage, they don't do that no more. That tradition is out the window. That's almost as bad as having a marriage for 20 years. They don't do that no more. It don't happen.
Man,
if you last 5 years in a marriage, you did good.
Wow. That's how it is nowadays in a marriage? Wow.
It's crazy, man.
You know, we all most of the people that's on the line, we come from the old school, you know, where we paid dues and people, you know, work spoke for itself, you know, and it's sad that a lot of people, you know, don't even know that, you know, and it makes you appreciate the essence of what it is when you have paid dues, like my boy DJ Chubby Chuck. That's live on the line, man, and I'm proud of him. You know, coming from the Bronx, man, and I have read this interview, you know, about you. You know, you growing up in a household of all you heard was Hispanic music.
Yeah.
You said and it was funny. You said your mother didn't speak English and everything, right? But
exactly.
She was hitting hip hop and she was like, thump thump thump. She thought it was racket. It was crazy, right? And
yeah,
you would laugh.
She's telling me. It's funny because she would tell me that music ain't good music. And, because I'm Puerto Rican, so we was more into listening to Spanish music than anything. But then, you know, she came around and started understanding what I was doing, and she was about it.
Definitely.
You know,
and I can relate to that.
It's definitely a blessing that you're able to get your moms to understand. Cause you know back then when I was growing up, my parents were strict. They wasn't letting nothing happen. They used to be cats DJing in the basketball court. And I used to be like, let me go downstairs and watch. Nah, you can watch from your window.
But you know what? That though, Chubb, as we get older, we can laugh about it. We used to be tight and everything, but it was only because, you know, a lot of fun, because I could relate to you, because my mother's African. I'm African. I'm from Nigeria, right?
Okay.
And my mother's African. And so a lot of our parents are very strict because they don't want nothing to happen to us, you know? They don't see all this crazy stuff, you know, and they work so hard to come in this country to try to do right and make us be, you know, amount to something. They don't want nothing to happen to us. So a lot of it is just a overprotection because they don't want nothing to happen to us. We be like, yo, son, my mom's strict as shit. I can't go nowhere, son. Try to sneak out the house. But, you know, people can relate to that, but, you know, being raised in that Hispanic culture, how did that help kind of influence also your diversity when it comes to music? Because even though you love hip-hop so much, you also play different varieties of music.
Yeah, I play everything because I travel all over the world. So I get, like, in Italy, reggaeton is still big. Brazil, reggaeton is still big. You're playing club music. You're playing salsa. You're playing bachata. You're playing everything in a mixture. So, you know, like I said, I was blessed to be able to learn all genres.
Definitely. And I'm very partial to bachata, for real. It's, like, really, like, sexy to me, so I love that. I got a special request. If you have a mix for me, you send that for me, but I just want it. But anyway, that's a side note. But I'm gonna go ahead since we got Batman live in the building, a big promoter out in the VA area. Batman, you got a question for DJ Chubby Chuck? Since you're live on the line with us, Samo?
Yeah,
I mean, man, you know what? I don't even have a question, but I do want to say, you know, like I said, once again, salute and respect to you. You know what I'm saying? I do want everybody that is listening to know, you know, although, you know what I'm saying, I've been in this game a long time myself, obviously nowhere near him. You know what I'm saying? I'm still, you know, I'm listening with anticipation, trying to pick up, you know, little bits of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So even the success that I've accrued thus far, you know what I'm saying, I still have to, you know that I don't know it all, and I can always learn from anybody, you know what I'm saying?
We always can learn. We always can learn. That's the great thing.
You got
to
be
not being afraid to be able to understand what anybody else can teach you. You're never too old to learn.
Exactly. So I'm tuned in like everybody else, sir. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, respect, salute, sir.
Respect and salute to you, my brother. You keep doing what you're doing. The VA is heavy out there.
Definitely. And starting out with a rap group, you know, transitioning into DJing and stuff. I mean, but I'm going to tell y'all the list. I mean, it's a numerous of people he's DJed for. But, I mean, just go down the list. He's DJed for Jay-Z, Foxy, Nas, Khalif, Britney Spears, Fat Joe. I mean, numerous of people, you know. How was that transition for you going into being a DJ and then, you know, hitting on major radio, commercial radio with Hot 97? How was that whole transition for you? Chubb, you still there with us? Hello? Did we lose him? Chubb, you there? Hello? I think we lost Chubb. Hello? Chubb, you there? I guess we lost him for a second. We're going to give him a second and stuff and see if he's still there with us. I think we got our boy Future Guru live in the building. Guru, you live in the building. What it do, fam?
Yeah, what's up, love? Shout out to Chubby Chubb and Batman. I just heard Batman jumping on the line, so I just tuned in. I'm just getting in the crib and everything. I called in because, you know, I was about to load it up on the internet, and I said, let me call in. There's only a few minutes left on the show, so I wanted to show some love. You know, shout out to Lush and, you know, the great job. So I wanted to say, like, yo, he dropping jewels, man, and, you know, the track record speaks for itself, and, you know, just to be, you know, affiliated with, you know, somebody like that, you know, and people can get it, you know, a good idea of what he's done and where he's been and where he's going. Like, that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, salute. I just want to say salute to the show tonight. It looks seemed like I missed a little bit, but I'm definitely going to go back and check out what I missed as soon as the show is over and the archive jump in. You know, I go to the episodes. Right, so what's going on? The show coming back?
Definitely, definitely.
I know he probably coming right back in, though. So shout out to Lush.
I think we lost him for a second. But he's going to call right back in and stuff. But, you know, if you're tuning in right now, you know what I'm saying, we had DJ Chubby Chubb live in the building. He's going to be calling right now. I think we had a little phone trouble, but he's going to be calling back in. I mean, dude goes hard in the paint, man. And Boston is definitely on fire with him. He goes in. And when he calls back in, man, I'm going to talk to him about his birthday party he had in 2010, man. I mean, he did it up retarded. If y'all see the video, y'all gotta go on his Facebook, man. He had Kevin Hart up in there. I mean, he had Tony Sunshine in there. I mean, he had Mr. Lex, the reggae. So he had everybody in there. Old school joints. I mean, it was retarded. I mean, he had a crazy birthday party. I'm just trying to be like him when I grow up. You know what I'm saying? That's my mentor. Shout out to him. Shout out to all my old school cats. Shout out to Special Ed, Teddy Ted, the Awesome Two, Master Ace, you know, DJ Finesse out there, my big brother, Bad Boys, you know, official DJ. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's definitely doing a 1-2 out there in the game, seriously, man. And it's all about business in 2011, man. If you ain't about your business, then I think you're in the wrong profession, honestly. But, Google, you got a question for Batman while he's live on the line?
Nah, shout out to Batman. I saw Lush. He all over Lush timeline right now. So, you know, I know that he's in effect. He's definitely in effect right now, and I'm glad he called in to support the show, man. And we just going to have to link up, man, and get these Lush girls out there to these events, man. That's all. You know, let's.
Oh yeah.
Let's,
I mean, let me know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we plug in now, so,
you know,
however y'all want to do that, I'm sure I can fit y'all in. If I can't fit you in, you know what I'm saying, the beginning of this year or the middle of this year, I know less like that. That's one thing I am going to do. I'm about to do a star-studded birthday party for myself this year, December the 19th. It's going down. I'm calling in all favors. Believe that one.
Yeah, we got to get these girls on deck
in
this photography. Yeah, less doing her thing right now. I just want to say salute. And keep grinding,
I'm trying to come to the birthday party. I'm trying to get my invite off to early, Batman.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We gonna figure all of this. I'm telling you right now, like, yo, he talked about he got the less girls in the photography. Like, yo, we can make this work. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we could work something out. Like, I'm always thinking of marketing-wise. If y'all don't understand what I do, you know what I'm saying? We can figure out a way for Less Radio to be involved. You feel what I'm saying? To do, like, a live podcast or at least record it, you know what I'm saying, so your listeners can do that, and that way, you know what I'm saying, we can get the cross promotion jumping off on there, and you know, that'll give y'all a reason to be in town, get the Lust girls in the building, you know what I'm saying, like I said, calling these favors with all of these artists that I'm working with, get them for the low, you know what I'm saying, get me a nice venue and pop bottles and celebrate life. Well, you know what I'm saying, by that time we should all have something to celebrate in our own, you know, our own lanes anyway, so everybody should be with it, right?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's what it is. And like I said, you're tuning in right now. We're live with Batman. We got Future Guru 100, you know, my host for Friday. You know what I'm saying? The Hot or Not Fridays, where we play the hot music for independent artists live in the building. And we got Bugsy live in the building. Bugsy, what it do?
Bugsy's
live
in
Boston.
What up, Bug?
All from Boston. I know he got a couple of words about DJ Chubby Chubb.
Yeah, there we go. Chubby Chubb definitely hold it down out here, man. Like, yo, for the people that breathe from Boston or know a couple of people out here in Mass, man, you know, man, he's tuned in to Chubby Chubbs, man. We don't really do that 94.5 no more. Maybe in the 90s or something like that, you might listen to a little jamming. But, you know, now it's just straight hot, you know. Like, we know on Friday, Hot or Not, we rocking with the Hot 97.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Definitely. And like I said, man, it's all about business and it's all about supporting one another out here. I'm going to go to a quick song. And by the time we go to the song, hopefully we have DJ Chubby Chubb back in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, go to this song from Jay LaPie. This is 11, Dana Dane's artist 11. 11 has an artist named Jay LaPie, and we had her on Friday. And me and Guru, we was like, yo, she's straight to the point. Ain't she, Guru? Like,
yeah,
she don't bite
fired.
Her tongue
she
for nothing.
She was a great guest. She was a great guest. We had fun with her.
What she say? I said, yo, I think somebody asked her, they said, yo, how do you give back to the community? She said, I don't want to sound like, you know, like a butt, mm-hmm. but I don't do nothing, you know? I'm kind of selfish. she's Italian and she's young and she's funky, but she got a lot of fire in her, and we like her. Jay LaPie, this is a freestyle from her. We're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business. We got Batman in the building. DJ Chubb will be right back. We live in the building. Let's go.
Welcome to hell, only cash rules and sex sells. For the money, anybody can be dead or run down. Wish I was emotionless, feeling cold as kids. Rabbits in the matrix, so the show to get past. I don't understand shit, I'm a serialist. I would never sell my soul just to be in first class. Maybe I'm confused cause my mind's abused. Unhappy with the loneliness, I feel a crowded room. They don't know where I came from to see where I'm going. My thoughts collide, my pen just rise and keeps flowing. Not flashy, but my beauty overstay my rap. They mistake me, underrate me, and look past me. I don't mind everyone caught in the times. I see my clock ticking, watch how the times go by. They all come and go, love's conditional. Only want you cause they need something, vultures and crows. Vision is blurred, got my friends looking like foes. Enemies I made friends with, the Lord has imposed. Things I can't change, reason I'm about to explode. Let me apply my heart and my mind, all alone. I have manic thoughts mixed with positive hope. So from the side, why they all blind? No one knows.
That was a freestyle right there from Jayla P right there, you know what I'm saying? That's just a different side of her, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already talked money last week, Friday, but that's a different side of her. She was going in, you know what I'm saying? Jayla P. She's cute, too, you know what I'm saying? You got to see her picture. But anyway, we back in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. We going hard in the paint. And, yo, shout out to my dude on Twitter. He said, right here, it's MDiesel434. And he said, thank you to Batman the Promoter and Lush Radio for dropping Jules. Great show. Ooh, that makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. That's, man, that's what it's about. How you feel about that, Batman? They love you. They love you, Batman, for dropping Jules.
The support, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm nothing but, you know what I'm saying, I'm nothing but a promoter who has become a marketing consultant that did it the right way and continues to work hard every day for myself, my family, and my state. That's it.
That's what it is. Definitely. He said, Chubb said he's in a bad section now for all these Chubby Chubb fans. He's in a bad area, but he's trying to call back in once he gets in a better area and stuff. So, you know, hold fast. And Google, you got any questions or anything? You know, any more questions for Batman or Bugsy? You got any more questions for Batman while he's on the line with us?
Nah, I just want to get that Batman and just, like, you know, let him know, man, if you got the flyers and stuff flying around, you know, just, you know, let us know about him so we can support him, you know. I want to be up on an event that's coming up in the VA area, so I'll be following in you and check out whatever flyers you posting. And what's actually next for you, my G?
Yeah, I'm about to, like I said, the Travis Porter thing. You know, I definitely got to plug them. You know what I'm saying? You know, probably the hardest working clients I've ever had. You know what I'm saying? They got new mixtape February 2nd. It's called what is it? I got to get the order right, too. It's Music, Money, and Magnums, February 2nd. DJ Techniques, DJ Scream, and DJ Drama is doing that. I don't know how they pulled that one off, but, you know, them boys work hard. You feel what I'm saying? I'm doing a little bit of consulting for Hot 91 or whatever, working with an independent artist, Young Rel. I'm still working with AK, the Raisin Man from Grand Hustle, as well as Bola. I'm still working with Sal from DTP, you know what I'm saying, doing some consulting. Working with you know, some stuff for Diamond, and I think I'm about to work with Rich Kid, Shawty, T.I. Little Custom, Grand Hustle, and this new guy named President. You can check him out on Worldstar. I think I'm about to start working with him.
Yeah, I seen him on. I seen him going in at this little party that he had at his crib or something. That boy was wild.
Yeah, you seen it, right? Yeah.
We need to get with him too, cause he's wild.
I got his numbers. You feel what I'm saying? Me and his partner Dollar, we talked. You know what I'm saying? We talked to each other. He actually had a video shoot with Jim Jones last night. They sent me pictures the whole nine. So if y'all want to link that up, let's make sure you hit me. I'll connect you. Connect y'all and y'all can have a conversation. But I believe we're gonna finalize everything at the end of this week. Obviously, he got the bread, and I believe, you know what I'm saying, I talked with his partner. They seem to have the vision, so that might be a move as well. There's a cat in Atlanta, real quick, named Mo Payne. He got that single Meet Me in the Tunnel that Gigi just hopped on the remix. You know what I'm saying, the guy that manages him, my homie, Nitty or whatever, he's part of, y'all know the super producer, Danger Hands, he's part of his crew. You know what I'm saying, down in Atlanta. So that's looking like they want to bring me in as a marketing consultant. So like I said, it's a lot of big money opportunities on the table. Let's not, and I would say the names of the labels that are trying to reach out to me on the low, but until they cut that check, I don't mind saying nothing. You know what I'm saying, the independents out there grinding. But until these record labels cut checks, I'm not putting their name out there. They don't need it like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's definitely
exactly.
a lot of big money opportunities on the table for me this year. So I want to just use that to put myself, you know what I'm saying, in the best position, but always, you know what I'm saying, with the mindset of bringing people up around me to give them an opportunity and put my state in a better, you know what I'm saying, a more positive light and stuff like that. So that's all I'm really trying to do.
Hey, that's good to
Definitely.
Hear, man. I appreciate it,
Definitely.
Man. I'm going to be getting you up on the Twitter so we can chop it up, and we can chop it up with Lust and figure this
all
whole
day.
Thing out. We gunning, man. You know, we next, and we know it, so we just going to, you know, support you right now, man, and, you know, we appreciate what you're doing out there, man, because Lush is repping that DMV real heavy, you know, and people know who she is. So, we definitely, you know, on that link up tip, man, it's all about that networking. And I like what Chubb was saying when I came in, you know, figure it out. You know,
yeah, word up. Shout out to Chubby Chubb. He's such a legend. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm fortunate that even had the same airspace as him for a few minutes. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm, you know, I try to, you know, absorb as much as I can. If he's listening, like, utmost respect for him. You feel what I'm saying? Like, anybody listening, you got to, even if you don't know, don't be ashamed that you don't know. Just as soon as you get off this phone, make sure you Google him. Learn his history. Like, you got, these are things that you got to know. Like, he did it the right way. You got to know this stuff for you to get to the next level. And then you take bits of what he's doing, and you evolve, and you add your piece to make your lane the best, you know, lane that you can make it and become a better person. But you got to know your history, you know what I'm saying, to know where you at and to know where you need to go. You got to. You know what I'm saying? And he's
just,
still very present.
So
let's not call him history. You know what I'm saying? He's still very present. So...
I just followed you on the Twitter, Chubb. This is Future Guru 100, man. Just follow me back, and we'll get it together, man. I'm definitely gonna be checking you out in the events coming up. So, you know, we going live with it, man. We stay live on this networking thing, man. It ain't no sleeping. We don't turn no lights off. You know, keep that buzz going, and you know we gonna support you, man. I just shouted you out and followed you on the Twitter, so we gonna take it from there, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you dropping them jewels too, man. You dropped some jewels just now on them.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to my boy Leather out there working hard in the paint. Shout out to Fred the Godson, you know what I'm saying? Team No Sleep. Shout out to Buddha the Future for finally sending me that last bit. I mean, that 2011 draft pick mixtape is going to be retarded. Shout out to Coast to Coast DJs, you know what I'm saying? Showing us mad love. Shout out to AU DJs. And we're going to go ham on that joint. It's going to be retarded. I got Sha Stimuli on it, Chubb Rock, Wordsmith. I got the real Chad B on it. I got Mav Hop on it, Sav Kills on it, Joe Colombo, Jazz, J Hoff. I got Fred the Godson on there, Lega. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of freaking artists on there, man. It's going to be ham. It's going to be retarded. Shout out to DJ J Ronan for hosting the joint for me. DJ J Ronan is on Mix 1620, thatshiphop.com. He's really busy, but because he loves me so much, you know, he blessed me, you know what I'm saying, to host this mixtape. And it's just the first series of mixtapes we're dropping because we're going to do the Lust Girls International Twitter edition, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to put all the hottest MCs that we rock with on the front cover with all the hot ladies that we rock with, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be real sexy mixtape, you know what I'm saying? So watch for it. We're going ham, you know.
I got to give you a shout-out, Lust, for that late entry for that Twitter account I'm managing for Crime Family. So shout-out to Crime Family and Lust adding that late entry into the mix on the 2011 draft pick, you know, because I set up a managed Twitter account, so, and that's one of my clients right now, and I appreciate you, you know, adding them to the mix right there. You know, those cats is moving around and got their own bread to get their own shows booked in. So, like, we locking in. Like, you know, I appreciate you for that, too, Lust, so I'm shouting them out. You know, that mixtape going to be serious right there. I'm telling you.
It's going to be retarded.
Yeah.
It's going to be retarded, but
heavily promoted.
And definitely don't forget February, quick announcements, February the 3rd, your girl, Lushy Lush herself, will be live in the building for the mic going down in Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in the building. I'll be one of the judges on a round table, you know, with the artists and stuff. You know what I mean? So it's going to be at Sonar in Baltimore. It's a major club in Baltimore that they bring most of the big artists in there. If you know most of the parties that Busy B did out there, you know, they done brought Camp Low. They done brought KRS-One out there. They done brought Rakim out there, you know, because I've been to most of them shows. But if you don't know, Club Sonar in Baltimore, 407 East Saratoga Street, Baltimore, Maryland, is going down. So, you know, watch for the hook. You know what I mean? Watch for that. And I'm working on something, and hopefully I should get Batman involved. I'm trying to bring my boy, my big brother. You know, he know I love him to death, Kevin Shine. He just got nominated, you know, for working that project with R. Kelly. So hopefully he bring back that award home for the Grammys, you know what I'm saying? So I'm praying for him and rooting for him. We working on trying to bring him out again, you know what I'm saying, down to the D.C., Baltimore area, because he's been out there to the VA, Virginia area, but I'm trying to bring him back down on this side and stuff to definitely come through and stuff, you know, because that'd be definitely, you know, a good look. We got a caller live in the building from the 646. 646, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Line. What it do, baby?
What up, son? I love your show. Oh, my God. Oh my
who
God,
is
I love you.
Hey man, who that? Who is that, right?
Who is that? I love you. I love you. Who is this? I love you.
Yo, this is 11, yo, what up?
What up, 11? You know I love you.
No,
I love it. Stop playing.
I hate
it. I thought it was that private caller. So that private caller that he's calling in.
Yo, I didn't know what this is. I thought we was going into the nighttime chat line on this
mother. Nah, I just called to fuck with y'all.
Stupid.
What up?
Y'all stupid.
What up, man?
Well, we'll talk before anybody say anything. This dude right here, 11. Right here is the most hardest working artist I know. Besides being an artist, a producer, a DJ, he is one of the hardest working artists I know. Good friend, good dude. He is Dana Dane's artist, and you know, and he's the one that I said that also manages J. LaPie, the one that we heard with the freestyle and everything that I played earlier. And this dude is a good dude, man. Shout out to him, you know, for bringing us Dana Dane, you know what I'm saying, not too long ago. He dropped some retarded jewels when he came through. Y'all better pick up his book numbers. And on top of that, he got a DVD called She's Got Next, you know, featuring all the females and stuff that are in the business doing their thing. And, you know, he's going to make a spot for your girl, Lushy. Let you know if I don't beat him up. But, you know, I
of
love
course,
him. I'm
yeah.
not fighting at him.
Want...
I ain't paying to say that, though. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't want no problems. I don't want no beef. No beef.
But I love him to death, and he's a great artist. He's a good dude. He's a great guy to work with, and like I said, a lot of connects. Like, he didn't have to bring me Dane, but he did. I did a wonderful, great, and this is what I'm talking about, building rapport. If he didn't like my interview and me, you know, having good rapport with him in business, he wouldn't have said, okay, well, I'll let Dana come through. He didn't have to, but he did. And, you know, and also we got some other stuff in the works. So when y'all see a couple of people and stuff, I'll be shouting out his name, 11. So you already know what
yeah,
it
no
is.
No doubt, no doubt. The 29th, I think the 29th is going to be the closest one, though, you know, what we talked about last night. You know, so I don't know if y'all
okay,
got any the Bopper kids and stuff that listen
okay.
to the show. But you might want to definitely get the kids, you know, around the radio and around the internet, you know, around the computer for that. That's going to be a good look.
Yeah, cause I don't know if I do. I want to take the cat out the bag right now. Should I say it? I don't know.
Yeah, you could. It's already confirmed. We just got to
okay.
pick a date between us. Yeah.
Okay, so basically the 29th, around the 29th, that area, we're gonna have P Star. P Star is a wonderful female MC. She's young, but at the same time. Y'all remember Electric Company back in the day that we used to watch when we was kids? They got a new Electric Company, and the Spanish girl that's on there that be rhyming and doing her thing, that's P-Star. She's going to be live in the building on Lush Radio Online, and she's going to be rocking out with us, thanks to 11, you know. And I need all of y'all that got kids that watch Electric Company to get your kids around as soon as they get out of school and let them call in to talk to P-Star. My daughter's already excited. I already told her. She's already.
That's good.
She's bugging. So. And she asked for a request. I don't know. I guess we got to ask people when she's on. She said, can she get an autograph poster? That's what she said. She's like bugging right now.
Wow. You know, I got to see P on Saturday, so I'll see if
okay.
she has any around.
She's 7 years old. She's excited. She watches Electric Company, which is a good show. So, and it's not easy to get on PBS channels for real. It's not
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Definitely, definitely, yeah. definitely. But 11, we got a big promoter from the VA area. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want you to connect with him, too. His name is Batman. He's out of VA, and, you know, he does a lot of – right now he's working Travis Porter. He's also a consultant he's worked with Brand Hustle and a lot of different people and stuff in the industry and everything like that. And, you got any questions in regards to, you know, talking to him in regards to, promotion or anything out there in the VA market and stuff like that?
Yeah. You know what? Since, you know, doing this, right, I realized that a lot of promoters basically go off of what they hear on the radio, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they figure if the person is on the radio, then that means that that person could pack in the club.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to like an opening act, like, for example, you got Travis Porter, and
mm-hmm.
let's just say if I had somebody like a Jay LaPierre, somebody like that, to open
mm-hmm.
up, is it, do all promoters do that? Or is it a money thing, or is it, like, what is it based on?
As far as opening acts getting booked?
Yeah, because, I mean, of course, you really don't take an unsigned artist and just be like, okay, he's going to headline. And I mean,
right.
I'm just talking about as far as just to open up for a major act.
And that's actually a really, really good question. I've been in that situation a bunch of times, or, you know, working with other people. So I know, you know, how different it really depends at the end of the day on who you're working with. Some promoters don't care. It's strictly a money thing. Like, and I've been in those conversations with them where they hit me with like, yo, like, we're going to have 3 slots, you know what I'm saying? We're going to charge however much they wanted to charge flat
mm-hmm.
out. They ain't heard the music, nothing. Like, we're going to charge this much.
Mm-hmm.
And if all else fails, we got that money right there. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, word? Like, is that how it's supposed to go down? It made me, you know,
mm-hmm.
rethink about working with that person. You know what I'm saying? Some people, you know, like I said, and it totally depends on who you're working with, will definitely base it off of if you have some kind of a buzz in the street, you know, college-wise or whatever, and then you have other promoters who base it if you're an independent artist and you're starting to get spins, you know, on the radio. You know what
right.
I'm saying? As far as, you know, who they're going to do. And then some people, even to take it a step further, I know that do it around here, and I've seen it in other places too, will actually have like a you know, like a American Idol-style audition for the situation where you pay like a, you know, something reasonable like $10, $15 or whatever for you to,
mm-hmm.
you know, for you to audition. And then,
right.
you know, you have a panel of 3 or 4, you know, influential tastemakers from the area. And, you know, the best person that they feel that has, you know, the live performance, you know, with the song and the look and all of that is who will, you know, eventually be the opening act for whatever. So, you know, me, myself personally, I definitely feel like it should be based on a combination of if they are on the radio and if they're not on the radio, then, you know, at least some kind of buzz. I wouldn't even say online buzz because online buzz can be manufactured. You feel what I'm saying? I would definitely say street buzz, you know, having your team in the club. Different events, even if they're not, you know, whatever, even if they're not urban events, pop events, it don't matter, events,
right.
the mall, college campuses, military bases, you know what I'm saying? If you got some kind of just intangible buzz around your city or in your market or whatever, combined with if you're, you know, fortunate enough to get on radio, if, you know, for shows that I put together myself, I base it off of that. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, because I feel like that's the best way. If you're fortunate enough to get on radio and then you do have that kind of intangible buzz, like I said, that can't be manufactured. Like, that's something that, you know, they have to really be feeling you, but you and your team have to already have paid your dues and put in your work, too. And then when that's said and done, I feel like you deserve it at that point. You feel what I'm saying? So.
Okay. No doubt. That's what it is, homie. The Bobby hand, a lot of bullshit. But yeah, that's what's
up. You gotta watch for it. You feel what I'm saying? But then part of that is, you know, as far as you managing somebody else, like, definitely make sure that you do your background research on these promoters out here too. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because everybody definitely ain't out for the same reason. Like I said, some people, and you'll be able to tell them, you know what I'm saying, from afar. And I'm sure you know that. Like, some of them really put together those type of events with everybody's best interest at heart. They do it for their city or they do it for their state or whatever. And it's some out there that clearly do it strictly for the money and could really care who is on the stage, you know,
mm-hmm.
as well, as long as that money is in their back pocket, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It don't really matter who it is. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times those be the worst shows.
No doubt. Yeah, you're right. No doubt, man.
Well,
I just wanted to call in and say stuff.
This is some real information, though, but you know what? I love 11. I definitely love 11, and he's definitely doing a lot of things out there making noise. And the good thing about it is that besides even just having a legend co-signing him and being an artist, 11 does a lot of stuff himself. Like, he goes out there. Like, he don't wait for nobody. He goes out there. Like, he's an all-around hustler. Like, he finds the avenue to do what he does, and I got to commend him on that. If I don't tell him, I'm letting him know live right here.
Amen.
And I commend him.
Salute, man.
For
salute
doing
on that. You know what I'm saying? They need to be
Thank
more
you.
Like you around here, B.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Lush. Thanks. Thanks, homie. Word. I try because nobody going to move you like you. You know what I mean? Word.
Exactly.
Definitely. No doubt.
Definitely. 11, Thanks. Before you get off, man, give us, you know, your Twitter and all that information so they can get at you and everything. Because not besides, you know, being a great artist, he also produces also, too. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get at him. You know what I'm saying? Support the music. Support his movement. And you know what I'm saying? It's a teamwork makes the dream work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. My Twitter is 11, the word 11, 950. It's 11950. And I have two Facebook pages. One is She Got Next DVD, and the other one is 11 Ego Crusher. I mean, so you can hit either one of those.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I want y'all to exchange information, though, because I want you and Batman to connect, but I can give y'all that information off the record and stuff so y'all can network and stuff. You know,
yeah,
definitely,
yeah,
you know,
please,
throwing some things
sure
out in
that
market
please
and
make
stuff.
Sure, Les, that we link on Twitter, and then, I mean, you got my number, so make sure, you know, if you can, you know, good man, you know what I'm saying, you can make sure you text me over his information so me and him can, you know, yeah, chop that up. Cause you never know. He might come down here. You know what I'm saying? Or I might, you know what I'm saying, come to his area and you never know. You know what I'm saying? I'm real big on, like you said, you gotta have that how Chubby Chuck said, like, you gotta have that good friend network right there. You gotta have that.
Well,
no doubt.
Impossible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always feel so comfortable. You know what I'm saying? When I leave Virginia, like, I don't know about nobody else, but I feel comfortable as I don't know what when I go to New York, Atlanta, wherever else. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I always know somebody. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't about leasing off of somebody and all of that. But, you know what I'm saying? And whenever you know, most of the time I would assume, you know, I know me, I go on business trips. So when I go out of town, it's good to know that you got people that, you know what I'm saying, that will show you around a city that you ain't never been before, show you where you need to be, who you need to be affiliating yourself with, so you ain't just out there, you know what I'm saying, wasting your time or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that's always, it's always good to have that resource in your phone. Always.
No doubt.
I feel you on that one because I know when I step in Atlanta, I know I can hit up my boy Kev, I can hit up my boy Archie Eversoe, I hit up my girl Venom, or my family out there, my cousins and all of them is out there. And so, you know, I got a place to crash in my other people's. You know, when I'm in New York, I can hit up 11. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in Jersey, I can hit up Guru. If I'm in Boston, I hit up my man Bugsy. You know what I'm saying? I hit up, you know what I'm saying, everybody in that area. You know, I'm good, you know. Somebody's going to have something going on.
Even on a personal note, let's say, you know what I'm saying, the day was very productive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's time to relax. You know what I'm saying? You having that good network can be the difference between you going to the wackest spot in the city and the hottest spot in the city.
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely.
You're right.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely right about that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying, get you out of some trouble, you know what I'm saying, especially those
Word.
Ones that like to put you in the air.
Word. I can't speak from experience, but, yeah, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, you never know what goes on out of town. Like, I've heard some horror stories. People got stuck out, you know what I'm saying, outside of their state and some more. Like, you need that. You need somebody you can call on for that type of, you know what I'm saying? You need that MacGyver
in
your phone, though. You need that.
No doubt, yeah.
Well, but, you know, it's like I said, man, teamwork makes the dream work. Shout out to my girl Venom out there in ACL. And shout out to Kevin Shine and everybody, you know. And don't forget, we got a new drop line, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can call in and leave y'all drops for us now. For Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? You just call and leave drops. It's 206-350-0324. Once again, it's 206-350-0324. Batman left me a drop. 11 left me a drop. No left me a drop. A lot of people left drops. So go leave your drops, man. You can leave a drop for Guru, Bugsy, Emma, TDI, anybody that's a host on Lush Radio Online, DJ Hustle, You know, you can leave a message for anybody, or if you just want to shout out your name in your state or what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. Leave a drop. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Final note, you know, I think Chubb got into a bad area and he's always working, you know, and who knows, he could have got a money call. And you, when we get money calls, you got to get that money, man, because we don't wear a book, we wear money, so you got to get the paper.
Yeah.
So, you know, so shout out to my big brother, love him to death. And shout out to Hot 97 Boston. Shout out to my girl, Talisa D, out there, too, doing a 1-2. Now, for fellas, you know, how do y'all guys feel about this new Eminem team? We got it on www.lushradioonline.com, so you guys check it out. What do you guys feel about the new team? They got Yellow Wolf. They got Joe Buttons, Joel Ortiz on there, Eminem. A lot of heavy hitters on the joint, man. It's on Triple XL, the magazine. It's located on Let's Radio Online if you didn't get to see it. What y'all think about that, you know? March 2011, what you think about that new crew? We're
going
to go ahead and
talk
to What'd you say, Batman?
Shady Records is back. They're a contender now, just instantly, just like that.
Yeah.
I think that especially for Joel Ortiz and Joe Buttons, that's definitely a big thing, because Joel Ortiz is on Aftermath anyway, and then, you know, they kicked him off. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah, so I think it just shows, like, you know, if you're on your grind, and that usually happens in the industry anyway. I mean, you're on your grind, you went right back into the same people, and they are like, you know, it's been all good from jump. So I know
Def Jam did Joey dirty, so it's good to see that he's back, you know what I'm saying, in a label situation.
Yeah, especially for those two. Crooked Eye is like a legend. Now, I mean, Royce the 5'9", you know, him and them was always cool, you know, but before they little fallout. So, but I think for those two right there, I think that's what's up. But Yellow Wolf, I'm not really too familiar with him. I'm familiar with the name, but I'm not really too familiar with his music.
I've kind of backtracked on him and started really looking at, you know, his, listening to some of his stuff or whatever. He's definitely dope. So I definitely get the comparison to Eminem. As far as his energy, you feel what I'm saying? They definitely don't have the same rhyme style. You feel what I'm saying? They just happen to both be white. But as far as their energy, like his inner, you know, that intangible thing that, oh, yeah, he's about to be next because he has a good spirit or he's hungry, and he got that. You feel what I'm saying? He's definitely next. Like, I think that was a smart move. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Eminem might be trying to make the new Wild Pitch. Remember Wild Pitch back in the day? You know what I mean? You know, like underground artists and stuff like that, just giving them a platform because, you know, the people he be signing, you know, be kind of, you know, underground, but they be dope.
But you know what, though? Like, just, I mean, I'm already imagining, like, yo, what is that tour going to look like? For, I mean, yo, that's like every real hip-hop head, like, you know what I'm saying? That's their dream. That's a dream tour right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Eminem, so you got the mainstream. Then you got Yellow Wolf, who's the up-and-coming, the young gunner. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the independent. You know what I'm saying? You got that Slaughterhouse. There's some real lyrical cats. That's a good tour.
I think
you don't need nobody else.
I think Slaughterhouse is a better version of Young Money.
You said a better version? I said different. I don't know about a better version. As a hip hop head, they're absolutely a better version. Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about that.
The dope version of Young Money.
Absolutely. Like, they're not, like, Young Money's not competing with Slaughterhouse. Not lyrically. You know what I'm saying? Like, style wise. I mean, I definitely give it to them. You know what I'm saying? But they're two versions of, you know, they're two variations of a different, you know, concept. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the idea, I could be wrong. To me, the idea is pretty much the same.
Yeah. Initially, yeah. That's what I'm like. I mean, this on a personal level, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, Lush, going back to it, you know what I'm saying? I know 11, you know what I'm saying, can definitely chime in on that one, too. Like, this me going back, you know, me being, like I said, I came from being a street team person, an intern person. That was one of the very first people I ever promoted as a Def Jam intern was Joe Budden. So,
oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? I have a personal connection to that. I'm talking about, that's when Def Jam, that was like the tail end of when Def Jam was still doing real marketing. I mean, they had the stencil. They had the Joe Budden stencil that you spray painted on the brick. that said Joe Budden. Like, you spray painted on the cement. They don't even have ideas like that. Like, you spray paint onto the concrete, and you know what I'm saying? You move it away, and it say Joe Budden in black or white spray paint. You know what I'm saying? It's still in Newport News and Bad News and Hampton. It's still on bricks and cement all over the city, still.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my connection to Joey and this whole long, I feel like, unnecessary process that the music industry put him through or whatever, like, I'm really glad to see that through all of that, that, you know, he got his 1-2 together and he did an independent route and found his voice and found his crowd, and he's right back where he needs to be.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, real talk, I mean, I can't really take too much away from Joe as a lyrical artist. The only thing, some of the actions is crazy that he do. But he's a wonderful artist, but he's crazy.
But you need that.
He's a wonderful artist with good publicity stunts.
But see, that's definitely like the old, you know what I'm saying, for every drink that you have that is purposely conscious of every move that he makes, you gotta have somebody like Joey. Just so, you know what I'm saying, the fans know that every move don't have to be calculated. Like, we all human, we all fuck up, we all make mistakes. And his fans know that, you know what I'm saying, he didn't, obviously, all of them moves wasn't calculated. He got himself into some situations and some, you know what I'm saying, some stuff got out and whatever else. It may not have been the best move, but you can always tell as a fan of Joe Buttons that he tries to be as real with his fans as humanly possible. And we respect him for that. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Even though Raekwon can kick his ass every time he
plays.
Yo, oh my God, man. Oh my God. This is crazy. So, okay. With all of y'all being here, you talking about business and everything. Your personal note, who do you really think got next? Like, right now, that you think got next? Your personal note, your top three that got next in 2011.
Are we talking about signed or unsigned?
Both.
11. Oh, wow. Shit, damn, that's kind of hard.
That is hard.
I think
hard.
That,
It's not hard. You could do it.
It is to me, because this shit on the radio all sound alike. And it's like, you know, you got to, I don't know, son. I know.
I got my top three for signing. I don't know about unsigned. I got my top three for signing, though.
Look, I could put Slaughterhouse. I could definitely put Slaughterhouse for having up next. I'm trying to think. That's like honestly, that's the only album I'm really like. I'm anticipating on, you know, in a long time. I mean, unless Biggie come back, you know what I'm saying? So like, I really don't see nobody else having next. Because to me, you know, everybody's already linked up with some other bullshit. So,
okay, so your independent artist.
I think it's Jay-Z's artist. That cat. What's his name? J. Cole.
One of my
list.
J. Cole, man, but they not pushing them like they supposed to, son. They not.
No,
I don't think they set him up yet.
He good. He's touring with Drake right now overseas. They ain't gonna push him until they get back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but J. Cole is a great artist.
Absolutely.
Somebody need to give me J. Cole. Stop playing. J. Cole, if you're listening, man, I need you on the show, man. J. Cole, I love you. But anyway, who's your top Batman sign?
All right. Sign for this year, my top three, obviously, I'm going to say Travis Porter, you know what I'm saying, because the music is there. They know their fan base, and they got the team and the work ethic to do it. So I don't even see them failing. That's one. Two, I'm gonna say Lil B, yo. Like, that's not personally my cup of tea. Like, I like one or two songs that he got, but that's not really, you know, that music wasn't created for me. But just looking at it marketing wise, oh, he got it. Like, 2011, he's gonna really take. I'm very impressed about what he's been able to do outside of the pack and all that on his own. Number three, I'm gonna say Big Sean, for sure.
I'm looking for big things from him. And I gotta throw in my honorable mention because that's my homie too. Wiz Khalifa. Okay, I can't not say that. That's the homie too.
Black and yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like years ago. And every time I mentioned his name, nobody knew who I was talking about. When he was on Warner Brothers, now he's blown up. So that's because I'm shout out to Wiz.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I got a personal connection to him. Like, I'm real tight with his road manager, Will, or whatever. Wiz has a really strong team as well. I mean, independent team before he signed to the label. So if you see the moves he was making, like, that was his second tour, I believe. You know what I'm saying? Before he signed, like, I think the deal got inked and all that while he was on the road the second time. You know what I'm saying? But to be independent, no radio spins, and to connect with his crowd directly and to be selling out that many shows in a stint,
yeah.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? You got to have a strong team for all of that. And selling merchandise and all that, too? Come on, now.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, merchandise.
Taking back to the old school. He's that
whole black, white boy, skater boy situation. You already know. That whole crowd is like, you know, is a given. If you market, he has the market for that. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
That's college that kids whole and weed smokers. Traffic. That's the whole demographic.
Whole demographic, like, that's a core group right there. Same thing with Travis. He got a core group. You know what I'm saying? He was with what was that? Jim, what's the name? Jim something Heroes. Travis
Jim
and them.
And
then Jim Class Heroes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like that group anyway. Like, that whole movement right there, you know what I'm saying, has its core fans. And the whole thing about business, too, is finding your core fan base. It doesn't matter if you have all these people, random people you're sending your stuff out, but who is your main core fan base? Once you understand the key to that, there's no reason why you ain't winning.
Oh, one more. Let's not forget about the homie Currency, though.
Oh, yeah, Currency got next. Currency is making some noise out there. He definitely is.
Y'all know who back in Currency, right?
Who back in Currency right now?
Dame Dash.
Wow.
Dame Dash.
Why do you think all of a sudden
everything is coming together? That's Dame, yo. Jay talking about making another J. He making another J, yo. All these moves you see in Currency and everything starting to come together, all the little tours, all the online content, those are all the Dame's companies. DD172 is Dame. Like, what's it, Creative Control, all the videos that he putting out, Creative Control is under Dame Dash umbrella. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got everything self-contained. Like, Dame Dash is smart, yo. Like,
oh, yeah, he's been smart. That did not Dame Dash not being smart.
Yo,
that's the homie.
I respect more than a lot of people with Dame Dash. I'm never going to not respect Dame.
Yeah.
Smart guy.
Wow.
He's definitely smart.
Wow. Good night.
Yeah.
Dame
Currency's in good hands, yo. He's in good hands.
Wow.
That's not even new. He's been back in Currency for, I think, they've been partnered up for like a year and a half, 2 years. So you can clearly see before and after.
That's a good business move because Dame got a lot of connects, man, and he about to be the next one. Currency definitely. That's ironic because I was just looking at one of Currency's videos not too long ago before we even started doing it. I was like, yo, Currency is doing his thing.
Yeah.
He's definitely doing his thing, man. So okay, so since we said sign people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's next on the unsigned independent underground level? 11.
It's gonna be hard.
That is hard.
All right, well, since there's three, I'm going to fill in the first two with me and Jay LaPie. So that's how I'm going to fill in the first two.
Okay.
The next one, wow. That's kind of hard. There's a female artist I know. I did a joint called All Black Everything. Well, her name is Liquid, and she real, real heavy on like the underground circuit and colleges and stuff like that. And we just shot the video a while ago, and I think she's nice. Her whole album,
well, Liquid,
everything.
Liquid is tight. She came through. We did an interview with her and I think Red Shades or something. They came through and stuff. We did an interview. I'm gonna interview them and stuff. They hot. nice.
Yeah,
they nice.
She's one
she
of those
dope.
People I told her I was gonna hook up with Shaka Zulu, like, cause her she reminded me of Lulu, the South joint. But her album is like one of them albums you can really put in and really like and enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Because I really don't care if you're on the radio or not, you're on BT or not. If your shit is hot, I'm going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So that's your top three. Guru, what's your type three?
Well, I mean, that's kind of hard, man. I know I'm going to speak up on Crime Family because they got that Crime Family movement is really on that movement. It's not on. It's a different level that's blending with the South end, but they down there. They from up here, up top, Far Rock, but they down there making moves in North Carolina, South Carolina, and the ATL. And, you know. Not the glorified trap sound and everything, but they do got it, and it's very real. And they got their own bread. So when they come through with the shows, it's going to speak for itself. And that's where I'm at with mine. I only got one. I mean, that's what it is. Cause I'm, I only got one. I mean, they really throwing it. I'm not crazy. I'm keeping it real.
yo, Batman, go ahead. Your top three independent, yo. Cool.
I should have took that way out too and said one. All right, let me see. I'm gonna say my homie from the West Coast, Rocket. He actually used to be signed to CTE, with Jeezy
okay.
and him. He a free agent now. As far as I know, he's trying. I think he's trying to get over there with Maybach Music Group, if I'm not mistaken. But for right now, you know, he's independent. He's from the West Coast. Like I said, he's from Cali. He got his own label, Green Up, ENT, and all of that on the West Coast. So shout out to him.
Yeah, I know Rocket did a drop for me. Shout out to Rocket, man.
Yeah,
he's
real heavy. Every time Core DJ Retreat, he be like the first. You know what I'm saying? One of the first there.
Yeah, he's always
there. You know what I'm saying? Working around, networking. he works hard. He got his team believes in him, so he's gonna get another deal like very shortly. I do believe that. I'm gonna say speaking for the hometown. It's a group out of Virginia. If y'all don't know about them, y'all are definitely about to know about them, or you're going to see them on YouTube. They're called VABP, Virginia Boys Productions. You feel what I'm saying? That's basically it's a collective. I think it's like 4 or 5 members or whatever, and they're right under, you know what I'm saying, Lex Luger, the producer. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all know Lex Luger is from Virginia.
Wow, Lex Luger is hard, son. Lex Luger?
Yeah, that's the homie. That's the homie. He's Virginia born and bred. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are Lex Luger's homies. Like, not some dudes that he met from down the street. Like, these are Lex Luger's homies. So, basically, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whoever he knows, they've been around. You know what I'm saying? They've been in the studio with him. And whatever, you know what I'm saying, whenever they need beats from him, one phone call away. You know what I'm saying? They're in the studio or he emailing them over. You know what I'm saying? But these boys are legitimately talented. Like, they don't really need a cosign and all that. And they already doing shows. They're starting to get some spins on radio, and these boys is dedicated. You feel what I'm saying? So I definitely co-sign VABP. Check out them. You know what I'm saying? Check out Lex Luger's timeline. He shouts them out all the time. For the third one. Let me see. That's gonna be the toughest one. This last one. Gracious, that's gonna be tough. I don't know. You know what? You know, I'm going to be odd. I'm going to be really odd just because, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people popping in and out of my head. But I kind of have – I got a feeling that somebody's going to end up signing 50 Tyson. I really do.
I think he's going to – yo, that's my word on everything. Yo, I got to agree with you. The one thing, I mean, you know, I deal with special needs children, you know. But – you know, the whole thing, now I saw Kevin Hart is wrong as hell.
No.
For real. Kevin Hart, you know you wrong. Doing that YouTube video, nigga. He was wrong as hell. But at the same time, it still was marketing for 50 Tyson. 50 Tyson, they've been on This Is 50. He has a strong team. He has the autism going for him. So he can easily get back in from any special needs society and just to speak to schools. Like, that's a big marketing scheme right there. Whoever put money behind that whole situation, they're going to make some bread.
They're going to win, because like I said, like, you know, like we were saying earlier, like you got to have a story. You know what I'm saying? That's his whole story right there. Your story is your marketing plan.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's somebody who's
just doing,
you know what I'm saying? He's a rapper trying to get on. He just happens to have autism, but he's like, yo, F it. I'm still going to put my little videos on, and people can laugh if they want to, but he's consistently getting on World Star. I just seen a video like 2 days ago. Some shorty is fully naked trying to snatch him up.
Yeah.
Trying to snatch 50 Tyson up.
But you know what? But between him and Eli Porter, like, they both battling, and, like, that is retarded. I mean, not literally retarded. I mean, it is literally retarded. But...
yeah, no pun intended. I think it was what you was trying to say. But, yeah, we got you, homie.
No, I understand you. No pun intended, for real, seriously. But go ahead. Go ahead.
But I'm just saying, like, but you know what? Believe it or not, son, I mean, that. You really enjoy and appreciate hip hop, like, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, this is just to me. Everything else is whack. Like, I really want to hear these two niggas battle. Like,
yo,
you know what I mean?
I knew it was real when I was going to a studio with one of my artists, and the guys that I was with was playing the I Ain't Gonna Lie, I'm 50 Tyson. Like, he had it on a CD. Like, I could not. I was like, yo, who is this? Hey, yo, that's that 50 Tyson though. I mean, and cooking in the car though. I could not believe it, like, but that song, I ain't heard a whole bunch of his stuff, but that song is actually hot, though.
Yeah, well, Eli Porter got a joint called Fuck 50 Tyson and shit. It's
oh, word?
Yeah, it's called Fuck 50.
Yeah, they got it, too. Yeah, whoever's back of him got it, too.
Yeah, but both of them niggas' beats is crazy, though. Whoever's where, I don't know what's up with,
Yo, people, let me tell y'all something, man. These two right here is the especially 50 Tyson situation. He's out there in the Midwest. It's not that many people coming. It's people coming from not that many. He's autistic, okay? People are sending him stuff because there's no reason why he can't get a deal, distribution, or even get marketing situations going on due to the fact of his autism alone and his story, okay? Then on top of that, he kind of sounds kind of all right. And he got hot tracks, and they're now playing with the video. His presentation looks like they got money behind it.
I think WorldStar is backing him, like, as far as free. We're going to shoot the free music video and all of that. And it's definitely producers sending him beats or whatever, and I'm sure he's getting free studio time. Like, whoever gets next to him now, you know what I'm saying, on that level, is going to be on the ride. And then I think as far as the label, and you know some people at the label look at just dollars. Like, they ain't even looking at the story, none of that. But they're also looking at the empathy that they would get. Like, yeah, we're showing our support for the special needs community by backing 52. Like, that's how they're looking at it. They're not even looking like, you know, he got a strong presence. They like, yo, if we get behind him, let's jump in front of this bullet. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying, we support. You know what I'm saying? An artist that, you know, has, you know, overcome adversity, they want to come out on the clean side of this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they're gonna get the looks that they want just by signing them. Somebody's gonna hop out and sign them. Now I can't tell you if it's gonna be E1 or Def Jam or whoever else, but don't think somebody he ain't getting calls from somebody.
I think
somebody's gonna sign him this year, yo. No BS. Cause I mean, he's getting more. This is what I said last year, right? This dude is getting more play than mainstream cats.
On accident.
Yeah.
Me personally, I think that Eli Porter is a better rapper.
Yo, you really fine for Eli, homie. I hear it in your voice, bro.
Like, I'm mad we're even having this conversation right now. But
I mean, my bad for starting it, but you know, I mean, Buzz is Buzz. He getting them website posts. You know what I'm saying? He getting that online love though.
Yeah.
But see, 11. Look, this is the thing. We're talking in regards to like business. If we're looking at it in a business concept, right? Where are you going to put your money behind the most, right? You're a big wealthy investor, right? I'm going to put my money in what's going to sell.
You got the information
behind that. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, he kind of sounds all right. He's hyped up to get the crowd. The viral marketing is in place. He's selling himself alone. So you really don't have to do too much.
I'm pretty sure he's already getting money from iTunes sales, if I'm not mistaken. I think that it was already set up for him.
Yeah.
You know what I want to know? I want to know where do that girl and the other dude come from and shit. That's another video.
I
want
to know. They always do me.
He first started, that nigga was by himself. He was in his back.
One of them is his sister, though. I think one of them is his sister, if I ain't mistaken.
The light skin girl?
I think one of them is his sister.
Oh, okay. I always see that one light skin girl. And she always come
yes,
on. Pretty,
come on.
Oh,
either that or the other one is his brother. There's something going on like that. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah,
they look white, though. I thought they were white people. No,
nah,
one is really
white.
She's light skinned. She's really like with the wild hair.
Yeah.
She's black.
She might have different daddy.
Yeah, she's like.
But what makes it funny? Yo, 50 Tyson is getting like 10 minutes out of us though. Like for real.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. 50 Tyson's getting a lot of promo from us right now. Shout out to 50 Tyson.
Title,
you know,
like you just said the title though.
But keep it real. I only seen like one or two of his joints, and one of them happened to be like he's talking about like one of them is a part of his family. Like, so I think it's either that girl's his sister or that dude is his brother. And
my top artist, independent artist, for 2011, they all on the 2011 draft pick. But my main dude that I just he's getting radio play. The Bronx is behind him. Radio's behind him. My man Fred the Godson is going in. My boy Lega is going in. Math is going in. I mean, Math, from Ballin, you know what I'm saying, from Smack all the way up, you know what I'm saying, and in the battle scene, and then, really doing, making serious songs and getting that worldwide exposure and doing shows, like, I think he got next. Sav Kills got next. A lot of artists, you know, on the underground, I think 11 got next, you know, that's just possible because 11 got but, you know what I'm saying, 11 got next. And, I mean, it's a lot of artists out here that I really want to bring the light that, you know, people don't really even know that are just, like, doing their thing. Like, and also Wordsmith out in the DMV, he got next. Like, it's a lot of artists that we might not see all the time in the club, but, I mean, they're getting played overseas. They doing overseas shows. They doing shows in different states. It might not be in their state, but I'm talking about they working with majors, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. But Lush Radio Online, you know, you tuned in. We got your boy Batman live in the building. We had DJ Chubby Chubb. He stopped in and joined us for a second. Ghoul live in the building. We got 11 live in the building, man. We talking about business, man. And it's what it is. We got 3 minutes left on the clock. And I just want to say that it was an honor and a pleasure to have you live in the building with us, Batman. And it was an honor to have you in the building with us, 11. You know, you family. And, you know, Batman, you family now. You know what I'm saying? You get big hugs and all that, son.
You know,
likewise. And, Google's live in the building with us. So, the thing is, I want y'all to give y'all last points on business, being successful in 2011. Your number one hard-hitting, hit them straight in the heart. They better remember this if I don't tell them nothing else. Batman. All
right, word. It's 2011. You know what I'm saying? It's early in the so we are halfway through. Stop bragging on Twitter. Stop bragging on Facebook and MySpace and all that, talking about it's your year. 2011 has started officially.
Mm-hmm.
Stop bragging. Go ahead, sit down. As a matter of fact, tonight, turn off your music, your TVs, all of that. Think about if you really want to be in this business. If you wake up in the morning and you still feel strongly about this, start putting together some kind of team. Now, your team don't have to be qualified. It's better that they are. If they are and you're going to surround yourself with these people, make sure that they're learning every day. You know what I'm saying? They got to catch up. Make sure that y'all have a vision, a plan, and y'all execute the plan. Don't gas each other up and don't nothing happen. Like, if you're going to gas each other up, make sure stuff is happening. My personal thing is I try to make 5 good things happen for myself every day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I can do that by the end of the week, even if some of that stuff that I wanted to happen falls through, at least 2 or 3 of them things will happen. There you go. Mm-hmm. Momentum, yo.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. That was good talk right there. 11, yeah. Give it to him.
Back, I would say consistency. That's what it is. I mean, you can't want to do this 1 week, and then next week you want to sell crack. next month you want to sell weed, then you want to chill with some chicks, and then you want to be a rapper again. You know what I mean? And you definitely got to be dedicated. You know what I mean? Like, don't sleep so much. You know what I mean? Because when you have so much going on and you so excited and you never get comfortable, you never want to sleep. You know what I mean? I don't go to sleep because I have to. I fall asleep. Like, if I'm doing something, I just knock out. You know what I mean? I never say, oh, I'm tired, I'm going to go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to really want it that bad. You have to really taste this. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Definitely. Go get them.
Mine is real quick. You got to have a plan. You got to have a desire. You got to set that goal. And you got to have that will. I mean, that will, you can't let it die out. You know, and I'm just going to, you know, sum it up like that. Everybody said that those are good points, and, you know, that plan must be in effect, and that's goal right. Must be set. So, and that desire is really going to be the key. Real.
Definitely. And right now, I'm giving it to y'all right now. You got to have that eye of the tiger, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be like, Adrian. You know what I'm saying? Have that. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing that Rocky Balboa with the Iron Tiger right there for y'all, man. I'm telling y'all. Y'all got that eye to so when y'all out there in the streets, man, because this ain't no game out here. This is my life. I breathe and live this. You understand? So make sure you breathe and you live this and have the eye of the tiger. Have your eye on the prize. Some people might not understand you. Some people might not even understand your goals or see where you're going. But as long as you believe, you know how they said in the movie with the baseball game, they said, if you build it, they shall come. You got to create it. You got to set the example. Make it work. Sometimes it might take you once or twice, but you got to make it work. And perfection doesn't happen overnight. You got to study, research, test it out. Know the ins and outs. Then you can become a consultant like your boy Batman. He researches, he learns it, the ins and outs. Now I can tell you exactly how you need to do what you need to do, but it comes at a cost because I've already been there. You understand what I'm saying? And on top of that, know your team. Have a strong team. And like I said, if you can walk around with a midget on your neck, $200 pairs of kicks, you can go over there and take your business and make it legitimate and get that LLC, get that tax write-off, and make it legit. Stop walking around with these business cards and stuff like that, talking about you got a business when you don't. Where are your articles of incorporation? Go to LegalZoom. Go to your state administration building. Go get your papers legitified. Go get an LLC, Limited Liability Corporation. Get it together. If your stuff is not copywritten, copyright them. The best way to do it is to do it with all of your stuff together and send it in, bind it, versus doing it individually.
Mm-hmm.
Copyright your stuff. Library of Congress. Look it up on the internet. Okay? On top of that, you know what I'm saying? I told you guys, BMI, ASCAP, you're not going to get your residuals if you don't register. Register your stuff. Make sure it's legit. Don't come to me and say, yo, Lush, I want some promo. Batman, I want some promo. Goo, I want some promo. And, yo, is your stuff registered to be on? I thought when I got on, I was going to do all that. Nah. Get it together. Don't come to no publicist. You don't need nobody until you get your legitimates together. Dot your I's, cross your T's. It's all about business. And until you know the key to business, until you understand that concept, don't get into this business. Like I told you, it's 99% business, 1% talent, and the rest of it is at the right place at the right place and who you know and how hard your grind is. You always ask me each and every day, checking they on. Why? They got a budget and they're willing to grind hard. You got talent, but you're lazy. That's the problem. Get up off your butt. Stop sitting in front of the TV and be a couch potato. Get out and get that. Nobody's going to give you your dream. You got to take your dream.
Work.
Lush Radio Online, man. This is what we about. We getting money in 2011. There's no reason why nobody should be getting no money in 2011. We don't wear broke. We wear money. Those are my final thoughts. And also, this is my thing for everybody out there that's going through something. If you already starting up with your mess that you done brought from 2010, which is supposed to be saying goodbye to that, and you bring it in 2011, get it together. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some things in life you can't do yourself. You got to put it in God's hands. You understand what I'm saying? And on top of that, sometimes your burdens are wrapped up gifts that are setting you up for your blessings. And sometimes God wants you to be patient in order for you to get to your blessings. Sometimes we aren't. So be patient, stay in the grind, stay determined, and you will. I put my mind and I put my heart on it, and I put my blessings on it. You will succeed in 2011. If not, call on my show and say, Lush, I ain't do nothing. Well, what was you doing? Lush Radio Online, man. We live in the building, man. We getting it in. And you know what I'm saying? We love all of y'all, man. If ain't nobody tell you they love you out there, we love you on Lush Radio Online, man. I love you guys, and I appreciate y'all for coming through and showing us love. Thank you, Batman. Thank you, Ghoul. Thank you, everybody. This is what it is, man. Lush Radio Online. And we out. Peace.